1-800-500-6706.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Help in stormy waters.
Federal Financial Lifeline for troubled homeowners.
Remembering the people's princess.
She's missed today just as much as she was missed 10 years ago.
And the horrible cost of war.
You grieve and try to find ways to cope.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. President Bush this morning unveiled some strategies he hopes will help U.S. homeowners reeling from turmoil in the mortgage markets. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
That's right, Nick. The president will announce new policies aimed at that surge in mortgage defaults. Among the plans, allowing some people who are behind in adjustable rate mortgage payments to refinance with FHA insurance. At the Consumer Federation of America, housing expert Alan Fishbein says new steps are needed because of aggressive and inappropriate lending campaigns.
It's created a whole new foreclosure situation, the likes of which we haven't seen in decades.
So in a sign of growing concerns about this foreclosure crunch, the president will call for tougher enforcement of laws against predatory lending. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In London this morning, the royal family is commemorating the death of Princess Diana 10 years ago in a Paris car crash. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Nick, 500 friends and family have been giving thanks for the life of Princess Diana, a beautiful, fallible woman and a beloved mother.
I bow my knees before the Father.
Prince William reading a Bible passage about duty and love of God. A visibly moved Prince Harry celebrating
her unrivaled love of life, laughter, fun and folly.
Camilla, so famously branded the other woman by Diana, famously staying away. But Prince Charles and the Queen got a round of applause as they entered and left the chapel. 10 years after Diana's death, it appears most public anger has faded, Nick.
Release of an audio tape made by police following Idaho Senator Larry Craig's arrest in a gay sex sting is only fueling calls for him to resign.
Craig was in a rush.
I need to make this quiet.
But the officer apparently followed procedure.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can or will be used against you in court of law.
He asked Craig for his side of the story.
Your foot came toward mine. Mine came toward yours. Was that natural? I don't know. Did we bump? Yes, I think we did. You said so. I don't disagree with that.
But the senator denied any wrongdoing.
I am not gay. I don't do these kinds of things. And
it doesn't matter. I don't care about sexual preference or anything like that.
Craig accused the cop of entrapment. The cop accused him of lying. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
We'll expect a crowd of applicants in Iowa this morning following a county judge's ruling yesterday that the state law banning same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The prosecutor is promising an appeal, and a legislative leader is vowing to get a new law on the books. For a California family, there is heartache upon heartache. As CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports, they've now given two sons to the Iraq War.
Today, a mother and father here in the town of Clovis, California, will bury their second son to be killed in Iraq. Last week, Nathan Hubbard died in a helicopter crash 3 years after his brother Jared was killed. People in Clovis are in shock.
We feel so bad for this family, and it's indescribable.
And like the film Saving Private Ryan, there is a third Hubbard brother, Jason. He, too, was serving in Iraq until last week. He has been sent home and will not return to combat. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Clovis, California.
Well, security may be the most serious issue confronting Iraq, but it's far from the only problem. There are signs the country's health and social services are breaking down in the face of a cholera outbreak.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, AM760.net.
Are to blame. It's 4 past the hour.
Comcast, switch and save. Call 1-800-COMCAST.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. New state figures on Colorado foreclosures indicate folks are having a harder time saving their homes from the auction block. So far this year, nearly two-thirds of houses that entered the foreclosure process have ended up being sold in foreclosure auctions, less than 50% last year. FBI says it's investigating that extortion attempt at a King Soopers in Boulder that was similar to ones reported across the country, somebody threatening to detonate a bomb unless workers wire money to an overseas bank account. The feds think the whole thing originated in Portugal. A student at a Catholic high school in Broomfield has been disciplined after a classroom discussion on immigration got a little bit heated. Happened during a Spanish class at Holy Family High, where the student said white power two or three times during that discussion. Two students who were offended were given permission to leave. And after announcing the U.S. Comedy Arts Festival would be moving from Aspen to Santa Barbara next year, HBO now says there'll be no festival at all. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Well, normally we'd have lighter than usual traffic for the long holiday weekend, but that's not the case for I-25 between Downing Street and University. Both sides of the interstate affected by crash activity. Had a dump truck southbound hit the median, dumping debris onto the northbound lanes, which caused a separate crash. So all of that is in the cleanup. We still have traffic trickling by that stretch on both sides of the highway. Also watch out for a crash northbound Spear at Champa. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Morning sunshine, but we'll get the usual afternoon clouds and showers. High of 90.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
Called in. And, of course, we were skeptical because anybody can call you and claim they're anybody. So we checked it out, and it was Frank Miller. And I talked to him for about 20 or 25 minutes about this stuff. And no, now that I look back on it, I never asked him for any kind of artwork or an autograph of any kind. Dumb move on my part, because had I gotten it and decided not to keep it, I could have put it on eBay and probably made a lot of money out of it. That's the same thing that I had once had the late Big Daddy Ed Roth. I interviewed him. I found him in Manti, Utah, and put him on the air and talked to him about early kids' comic books. And depending on what age you are, depending on how old you are, most baby boomers grew up, most baby boomer boys grew up with the Rat Fink and model cars that you put together with glue. And I can't think of the company that did it. So not Mattel. It's a California-based company, but I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, maybe it'll come to me later. But you used to go to the store and buy these things in kits, and they were all these ones that were designed by Big Daddy Ed Roth, and there were Rat Fink T-shirts, and it was all kind of this early, late 50s, early 60s, middle 60s, kind of anti-authoritarian, Southern California hot rod culture kind of thing that made its way into mainstream America. So it was Big Daddy Ed Roth, a guy by the name of Von Dutch, and a lot of kids are into Von Dutch now, really not knowing who he was, but he was a famous hot rod pinstriper, and also the artist Robert Williams. And Robert Williams has got a magazine out that deals in all of this stuff. I think it's called Juxtapose. Anyway, so I thought, what the heck, we talk about this. And we talk about kids and their involvement in comics and the political aspect of comics and graphic novels. Was it Norvell? Was it the Norvell company that made those model cars? Was it Norvell? Oh, no, it was Revell. Right, somebody called up. It was Monogram and Revell. Thanks. Okay, good. Somebody has a better memory than I do, which is not shocking. Yeah, it was Monogram and Revell, and everybody I knew was into those things. Everybody was into those things. And now, of course, with global warming and the environment and everything else that's going on, cars are kind of... what's the word I'm looking for? Guilty pleasure? Guilty pleasure, maybe? But back in those days, it was full steam ahead in selling America and in selling kids on hot rods and cars. So a lot of us, depending on where you grew up, a lot of us, especially in the Western United States, grew up with the idea that, man, hey, as soon as you were 16... you had to have an automobile. You had to get a car. You had to learn to drive as soon as you possibly could. Every once in a while, I'll run into somebody who did not grow up in the Western United States and who maybe grew up on the East Coast, and they'll either say, I don't drive, I don't know how to drive. And I run into a lot of people who, they really just don't, they don't have a like a car crush like I do. And most of them can't understand it. So I guess maybe mine just harks back to my childhood. So we'll do that between 9 and 10 this morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. There is, and I say this every morning, and August, now headed into September, is usually really a slow time. But there's so much to get into here. And one of the problems with doing open phones, I've noticed, on Friday, and even during the week, Monday through Friday, if I give you something to talk about, if I say, okay, this is what we're going to do this hour, this is what we're going to get into, you'll call. I have only every once in a while I have problems, and a topic will just not work. It'll strike out, and that happens, and it doesn't make any difference what line of work you're in. Every once in a while, well, to use a baseball analogy, every once in a while you throw one in the dirt. So that happens every once in a while. But when I do open phones, a lot of times, a lot of you just don't call in. And I don't know if that's because you don't know how it works, don't understand it, or just are not motivated at 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 in the morning, or any other time within the 4 hours to set the topic. And a lot of times I'll get people on the phone who will say, oh, well, that last call was a good one, but is it okay if I talk about so-and-so? And I'll say, sure, go ahead. The idea behind open phones, and we basically only got an hour and 45 minutes of it this morning, despite what else I can, I mean, anything else I can sandwich in there with the guests. The idea behind open phones is simply this. The idea is okay, phones are open. What's on your mind? What is the biggest concern to you? What is it you're compelled to talk about? And then you call up and you can talk about anything you want to talk about. Nothing is out of bounds. And that seems to really be a difficult concept. Now, I don't know if that's a difficult concept because for a lot of you, talk radio and listening to talk is kind of a new experience because you gave up on talk radio a long time ago because of the content of the other talk stations. And to be truthful with you, I don't blame you. I've been remarking about this in the last couple of weeks, the fact that back in the old days, when I'm talking old days, I'm talking 10, 11 years ago, which is not that long ago, you had people who were independent, you had conservatives, you had liberals, you had all kinds of people on the same radio station. So therefore, you had a gigantic audio front seat to all of this differing feeling. Nowadays, we don't have that. Nowadays, we're split up into camps. There's a belief in conservative radio. There's a belief, and it's not ideologically based, as much as some people want to believe that it is. It's not ideologically based. What it's based on is money and research and conventional wisdom that you take a guy like myself or anybody who is like me, and you stick us on a conservative talk station, the core, the principals who listen to that station, they make that station their number one choice all the time. They're going to get angry and irritated, and they are going to complain, and they are not going to come back. And it used to be in the old days, you wanted people to complain. You wanted that, and you wanted friction, and you wanted discussion. Now, for some reason, we don't have that. So we're split up into camps, which means that it's you and I over here and the rest over there. And maybe for a lot of you, you never came over to talk radio because you didn't want to. You got tired of their water carrying and their shtick and their rhetoric. You know, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all for that. But that's why I'm over here and they're over there, because I can't fit in over there. So we've created a separate entity. And sometimes I think that some of you who split your time between us and, say, NPR or KBCO or KCUV or The Mountain or whatever it is you choose to listen to, not real familiar with how the game's played. Doesn't mean that, you know, you're dumb or anything. It just means that you don't get it. And so what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to, like, lay out the ground rules for this on Fridays and after 9 o'clock, which is, when it's open phones, I don't care what it is you want to talk about. You want to talk about music? You want to talk about television? You want to talk about Bush and the $50 billion that he's going to ask for Iraq? You want to talk about Ted Nugent? You want to talk about Larry Craig? You want to talk about local stories? You want to talk about things that bug you? Whatever it is, as long as you don't utter out some huge obscenity and step over the line or get rude, hey, have at it. Doors wide open. Take it away. Or the other side is we'll go back to the old system in which I'll pluck up a news story and, you know, I'll get something and I'll read it to you and then I'll say, okay, what do you think? So, and once again, my standard thing, the GOP outreach line is also available all the time. 303-713-7600, we've designated a special line there, line number 4, for the GOP outreach line, because I want to get conservatives and I want to get people in the GOP into the mix, as well as independents and as well as the rest of us who are consider ourselves everything from left of center to, well, you can call yourself whatever you want to call yourself, progressive, liberal. I consider myself to be a mainstream American with mainstream values, which is kind of a weird thing for me to say since I've always been known as being out of the mainstream, and in a lot of ways I am out of the mainstream, but I don't think I'm out of the mainstream politically. All right, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Let's try the redefined version here of open phones, and I got some lines available, as you can hear. That's the GOP outreach line, which has been kind of slow lately. But the phones are open. It's 6:22, 22 minutes after 6. It's
the world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
They're celebrating Project Day.
You mean Labor Day?
No, Labor Day's on Monday, which means Monday's kind of like Sunday, which means Sunday's actually Saturday, which means Saturday is Project Day.
Huh. And I didn't even buy a card.
This long weekend, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. From appliances to zero-turning radius mowers. Then get an extra day to enjoy it. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through September 3rd in U.S. only. See store for details.
6:23, 23 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. By the way, we're moving into Labor Day. Labor Day was created, I believe, as an alternative to May the 1st, because May the 1st, which was the real working man's day worldwide, was considered to be a communist thing. So they invented Labor Day, and I'll be broadcasting Labor Day. I'm going to do two shows, one here in the morning between 6 and 10, and then the other show in the afternoon between 4 and 7 at the Taste of Chicago. So I'll be working Labor Day, and the folks at Rockies will be working Labor Day, too, with a huge selection of clean late model previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. Man, they've got it all out there. The list is just tremendous. Go to their website, RockiesAutos.com on the internets, and see for yourself what they've got. And they've got stuff out there that I always forget to mention. BMWs, Mercedes-Benz, Chrysler Crossfires, 4x4s. They have everything. And they've got their matching down incentive, numerous ways to finance, and great people to work with. And, you know, I name them off every time. Tom and Marv Alshear, Colby Harris, and the rest of the gang out there. They'll take really, really good care of you. So they're open Labor Day until 9 p.m. because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and that includes tonight. Rockies Autos, you can't beat them. Located corner 63rd and Federal.
Do you know what the biggest problem with computers is? Not having one. Because email seems to be the only way people communicate these days. But here's the good news. Now you don't need a computer to receive email. All you need is your regular phone line and the new Presto services with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Just plug it into your phone jack and presto, you're connected. Email and color photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, anyone can do it. Presto makes the perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use computers. For free information that will show you how quickly and easily Presto can get everyone connected, call now, 1-800-900-2039. Now anyone can receive email and photos from friends and family without an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. It's a perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use a computer. For your free information about Presto, call now, 1-800-900-2039. That's 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 626, 26 minutes after 6. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 91. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk, doing valuable political and social outreach. And it's open phones, anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, including that GOP outreach line, line number 4 at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Adrian in Denver. Adrian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday to you, too.
I just wanted to bring up, and believe me, I appreciate sort of going with the some of the flow with the national news media, but and I appreciate the absolutely salacious nature of Larry Craig's predicament, but you know, I think, you know, we still have a major American city that is still not functional, and very few people are talking about that, either nationally or locally, and I wanted to ask you to put that word out that it's 2 years later, and I think it's very interesting that, you know, I've been doing some reading about Lyndon Johnson and Hurricane Betsy. He actually physically went there the day it happened. He actually met people who were in his shelter. They did not believe that he was the president. He said, I'm the president. I'm here to help you. He went back to the White House and wrote an 18-page list of, like, how to fix it. And after Betsy, apparently it got fixed, like, 6 months later. Here it is, 2 years later. People own their own homes and still can't go home.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I have been remiss in talking about it. And part of that has to do with the fact of I really don't know what to say about it. I mean, I don't know what kind of ranting and raving, what is going to do anything. I had a guy call me, somebody I know talk to me. This was about three and a half months ago, who was talking to me, and I'm not going to name the station, but was talking to me about a talk station in New Orleans and the idea that some of the talent there might not make the cut, and it was just kind of a feeler situation. Are you, you know, interested? Would you, you know, what about it? Would you think about it?
Yeah.
And I said, well, yeah, that's always been a great place. But he gave me the caveat and said to me, in my dealings there, I have to tell you that it is extremely rough there, that it's very, very tough, that there are parts of the city that are still not repaired, there are people who cannot return home, there's a high crime rate, and it's almost as if the city is still, in a lot of ways, paralyzed. Now,
yep.
George W. Bush goes down there once again and gives some phony baloney speech. I don't know. I just didn't. You know what, Adrian? I apologize. I just didn't know what to say about it.
I didn't know what to say. I know. I was like, gosh, why isn't Jay covering this? It's like, I know. It's like, what do you say? Except for it's like there should be this giant drumbeat. What if that like happened to us? There was some giant tornado that hit Denver, and you know, 2 years later, nothing had been done. Or let's talk about New York City. You know, some giant like forgetting September 11th. It's like, what if there was like some massive flood?
Well, here's a scarier scenario. What happens if they get hit again?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, you mean that from the absolute local level of not being able to have enough police, people not being able to feel safe, the murder rate is the highest. It's like the highest murder rate of any American city, and half the people aren't even back yet.
I know. Listen.
The levees aren't fixed. I mean, you know, you can just go to the schools. I said, oh, my God, they're going to just let this place stew.
Well, we can't do that. We got to do something about it. But it's like everything else. It's like there's this big, gigantic inertia that has hit the federal government, and part of that has to do with the fact that when you put people in power who don't like government and don't respect it, then they have a tendency to not know how to run it, and they have a tendency to abuse it, and it's like we have this gigantic inertia, and it's like nobody can get anything moving. And I'll tell you something that's really telltale. If you listen, and I don't mean to get back on the subject of Larry Craig, but if you listen, and I'll play it later on in the morning, if you listen to the interrogation tape that's out now between the officer who arrested him and him,
yeah,
where they're going back and forth, one of the things the officer says is, he says, after Craig is done talking, he says, no wonder we're going down the tubes.
Oh, now, see, I didn't hear that part.
Okay,
of it.
I
heard the, I think you're lying, you know, I'm telling the truth here. I'm not lying.
No, but he said that, the officer. All right, and how many people do you run into who echo the same sentiment to you on a daily basis? We're headed down the tubes. There's nothing we can do about it.
No, but you know what? And to those people, I say, well, you know what? I said you can do something about it.
Okay,
you
but can. I agree too. But the point I'm trying to make the point I'm trying to make to you is do you think, in your opinion, do you think overwhelmingly the majority of the public feels that way, or that they feel positive?
Oh, I think that people are overwhelmingly negative. That's why.
And you know why?
Because these guys don't do anything, and then they say, see, the government can't do anything. And I'm like, no, actually, the government can do something.
The reason they feel the way they do is because there's no leadership, and there's no call to sacrifice, and there's no call for inspiration. There's only a call for self-centeredness, entitlement, and I've got mine, and the hell with you. That's why we're where we're at. And that has to do with New Orleans, too. If this were 30 or 40 years ago, the country wouldn't stand for this.
Right, exactly.
But they'll do it now because the entire federal system just seems to be bogged down, and nobody seems to be able to do anything, and there's no leadership on anything that's facing us.
Adrian, I completely agree with you. Thanks a lot, Jay. Appreciate it.
Thanks. One line open at 303-713-7600. Anybody disagree with me about this? I mean, don't most of the people you run into have the same, well, don't worry, we're screwed. We're going out of the tears. Because there's no leadership. There's no leadership. There's no leadership. We need leadership. Now, we're fortunate to have some leadership in this state. Who am I talking about? Governor Bill Ritter. Guy's a leader. Smart guy. But how about on a national level? Oh, and now Fred Thompson's going to get in the presidential race, which the next time any Republican says to me, oh, you guys in the Hollywood elite, excuse me? Oh, you mean Fred Thompson, who used to be on television? Is that who you're talking about? Used to be a lobbyist? Oh, okay. 6:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. Well, we're still dealing with the remnants of the crash that we had southbound I-25, actually both directions of I-25 right around University. We're still in the process of clearing that up, both directions, and so we've had a lot of slowing through that area. So that's the spot to avoid right now if you can. Had a couple of wrecks off the highway, northbound Spear at Champa and one on eastbound Arapahoe at Peoria. Weather outlook today, we're going to get lots of sunshine this morning. Then those clouds and showers will move.
Hi, this is Michael Moore with an important message from Colorado's only single-payer advocacy group, Healthcare for All Colorado.
Colorado has a real chance to model for the nation the kind of healthcare the civilized world takes for granted. Publicly financed, private providers, market-driven, covering all essential health services. No paper, no hassle. Help this happen. Click healthcareforallcolorado.org and join the campaign. That's Healthcare for All Colorado.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
50% off our entire stock of juniors, jeans, and cords from Arizona. 50% off girls' dresses and coordinates. And 70% off American Tourister Glenbrook six-piece luggage sets. Plus, take an extra 15% off regular and sale prices with your JCPenney card. The JCPenney Back to School Blowout, this Friday and Saturday. JCPenney, every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 1st.
Forerunner, number 7780, 36-month lease, 3,500 dues, zero security and approval. Negative equity applied to new loan balance. Go will take deductions for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle.
How do you get from zero to 120 in record time? Go to Go. Announcing the Go Toyota 120% trade-in event. This week only, Go Toyota will purchase your trade for up to 120% of book trade-in value. Choose from over 1,200 new Toyotas, like an 07 4Runner for the payment of a RAV4, $339 a month. And you'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Go Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from zero to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Come experience why Go Toyota is Colorado's number one Toyota store. Don't miss the Go Toyota 120% trade-in event at Go Toyota Arapahoe, just east of I-25 and Arapahoe Road. Or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light's green. Go.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Mrs. Robinson. Okay, if you're my age, or a little younger, and you saw this film, and Dustin Hoffman was in that red sports car, you wanted a sports car, didn't you? Didn't you? 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hi today, 91, 10% chance of thunderstorms, open phones, anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, including the GOP outreach line at line number 4. At 303-713-7600, dissent, discussion, and disagreement. That's what we want, and that's what it's all about. Let's go to Sean and Greeley, who's been hanging on. Sean, hi, you're on AM 760. Sean once. Sean twice. Sean's gone to the phone zone. Let's go to Ted in Denver. Ted, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I want to talk for a minute about this Iran thing, because in the last 2 days, a whole bunch of noted conservatives and liberals have all come together to say we're going to war with Iran.
Who are the noted, well, first of all, I'd be interested to know this. Who are the noted liberals?
Well, the noted liberals, we can start with Noam Chomsky.
Well, he would not
Well,
most people would not consider him to be liberal.
I know,
would consider him to be
liberal to radical, who says, who talks about the fact that we're keeping everything on the table. The second noted liberal would be Juan Cole, the guy who the Michigan professor who's talked so much about the Iraq War. And he says, an anonymous source that he has great faith in says that the office of the vice president has ordered a rollout for a campaign for war with Iran in the week after Labor Day.
All right, I don't know if this is true or not, but according to Colonel Sam Gardner, who is one of the first people to break this story along with Seymour Hersh, and we had him on months ago and have been trying to get in contact with him again, and he's got a lot of sources in the Pentagon. He said four or five months ago, he said that we had intelligence units on the ground inside Iran. And I don't want people to think that, you know, I'm being alarmist and crazy. I'm just telling you what he told me. And it seems that this administration is hell-bent on having a confrontation with these folks.
This morning, Paul Craig Roberts lists a whole bunch of things. We've got 2 to 3 carrier strike forces in the Persian Gulf. We have refitted B-2 stealth bombers so that they'll carry 30,000-pound bunker buster bombs.
Yep.
We are financing terrorist and separatist groups within Iran. We have special forces teams already inside Iran. You know, we altered the U.S. war doctrine, so we do preemptive strikes, including nuclear strikes. You know, the president has already kind of started the campaign. And there was an article. Actually, the story is not nearly as frightening as what they really did learn. And that one of their sources, who they have great trust in, said it's a done deal. There's no way to stop it.
Yeah, Seymour Hersh and Sam Gardner and others have been talking about this idea for a long time, and the conventional wisdom belief is that what they'll do is that they won't go in on the ground. What they'll do is they'll wage massive airstrikes against suspected places where they believe that the Iranians are hell-bent on making nuclear weapons, WMDs. Plus, they'll hit military targets, and basically that's what they're going to do, use a lot of air power. And the thing that's scary about all of this is we have 162,000 Americans tied up next door, and these folks are capable of making our life hell, and the administration claims that they're already doing it. Trouble is, the administration has never really, that I know of, presented any concrete evidence that they're actually doing it. And even if they were doing it, is the way to deal with this to go bomb them and provoke them? Or is the way to deal with this to try to sit down with them and try to iron the situation out, not meaning that you have to give the store away, not meaning that you have to deal the deck out of weakness? And we're making another classic mistake. And here it is. And we've made this mistake throughout our history. It doesn't make a difference if it's Republicans or Democrats. We've made this mistake. We strengthened Ahmadinejad, and we strengthened the central government in Tehran by scaring the Iranian people so that they can hang their problems, their domestic problems, off on us the same way that the Cubans, that Fidel and Raul have been doing for years.
A couple of points. One thing is, in this morning's New York Times, there's an article that Mohammed El-Baradei and the IAEA have had very successful negotiations with Iran, and this is being really downplayed by the Bush administration. And one thing that can be done, there is a resolution in the Senate by Jim Webb and a corresponding resolution in the House by Mark Udall, both of which say basically that the president has to come to the Congress and get formal authorization before he can attack Iran. And both of them have been taken off the table by
Senator Reid and Representative and Speaker Pelosi.
Well, then we should go out. Then, you know, that's not right. And we're attempting to get Congressman Udall on, and hopefully we'll have him on next week, and I'll ask him about it. But those resolutions should stand. And this is a perfect example, once again, of what I'm talking about, how, for whatever the reason is, that Democrats just cannot get it together enough to stand up against this administration. And I make no apologies for saying this, Ted. I think George W. Bush and the people around him are nuts. And I don't understand why it is, Republican, Democrat, Independent, wherever the hell you stand, why people can't realize this and why they can't say to him, you know something, you don't get a blank check. You can't just do what you want to do. You're not a king. You're not an emperor. You're not a dictator. And this is a representative democracy, and Congress is supposed to perform some kind of oversight. I don't get it.
I don't either, because you've got actually more old-time conservatives than liberals screaming, we've got to impeach. And
well,
we've got to stop
somebody,
this.
Somebody's got to step up to the plate and stop this guy. You know, what he's like? He's like a 13-year-old kid who weighs 450 pounds and keeps going to the refrigerator and grabbing food and eating it.
Yeah, you know, this thing with Iran, the repercussions of it are so incredible that people are discounting it, saying even he isn't crazy enough to do this. Well, I think
he is. Oh, I think he is. Yeah,
yep.
I agree. Ted, thank you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you soon. Yeah, Ted's right. He is nuts enough to do this. Okay, you know what? You're a conservative. You're a member of the GOP or whatever. And you want to hit the outreach line at 303-713-7600. You want to challenge me on my assertion? Fine, go ahead. I think George W. Bush has got a screw loose. I'm not a psychiatrist. I am not a psychologist, although I've been stayed at a Holiday Inn, and I've been in years of therapy. But I think the guy is. I think the guy's nuts. So hang me if you don't like it. But I really do. I believe he's out there in the ether someplace. And the Republicans, by and large, are a lot of the problem because guys like Wayne Allard. I mean, hello, Wayne? Hello, Wayne? Earth to Wayne. Wake up out there. Let's go to Sean in Greeley. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
Good to hear you. I'll take issue with something you said earlier in the week, that you're going to go become an independent and give up your Democrat.
No, I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stay a registered Democrat, but I am really going to try to become the world's first truly independent Democrat, and I'll back those people who I really like Bill Ritter, Congressman Perlmutter, Congressman Udall, and John Edwards, and the ones who I don't like, or it has nothing to do with liking them or disliking them, the ones I disagree with, I'm just going to say I disagree with them.
Well, in terms of the party politics, I'm glad to hear that you're going to stay, because it gives, you know, by participating in a party, you do get to be involved in that process. And if you're in, you know, the independents don't, and, it, you know, it's sort of that political agnosticism, and I'm glad to hear you'll stay, because, I think you're great. You bring great points up, and I agree with you. I think Bush is nuts.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. The Democratic Party is very, very difficult to deal with. It's very difficult to deal with on a whole lot of levels.
I agree with you. I mean, the corporate infiltration into the Democratic Party is as bad, I think, as the Republican Party.
I think so, too.
You look at George Miller, and you look at who's supporting him, and it's the publishing companies that will reap millions of dollars off the reauthorization of NCLB just as it is. They love it. It's not good for kids, but they love it. You look at the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, the money has corrupted the system.
I agree. Well, look at Hillary's position about lobbyists. If that isn't the most disingenuous, the most wrong-headed, backward, I mean, does she think any of us who actually have something between our ears are going to buy this, what she's saying about lobbyists, that everybody should have a place at the table? John Edwards is right. Those guys should have no place at the table under any circumstances.
I would agree. It's just made it impossible for the right thing to get done. It, you know, whatever. And I don't mind. I don't have something against a corporation having a goal to earn money. but at what expense? And when it becomes the expense of our Constitution, our ability to do what's right, that's not what this country was built on.
Well, I think what you're expressing is a mainstream American value. And I think Americans are tired. I don't know. I haven't taken a poll. But everybody has the same answer. They feel the system is broken. It doesn't work. Well, one of the reasons that it's broken and doesn't work is because lobbyists, they should be stopped. Stopped at state capitals, stopped at the Congress, stopped at the White House, stopped every place. There's no place for them. They should not be allowed to write legislation or have any more of a hand in influencing legislation than you or I or anybody else.
I would absolutely agree. I mean, the Business Roundtable wrote No Child Left Behind.
That's exactly right. And they've also written environmental regulations, and they've also written numerous other regulations. And there's an article in the current Rolling Stone about how they are sucking us dry in Iraq. I mean, we've got to have fundamental change, and I think one of the ways to get that is public financing. Sean, thank you, man. Thanks for the kind words.
I agree with you 100% on public financing for elections.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Jake.
Okay, have a good weekend. 6:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're at open phones. That means you can talk about anything you want to talk about. Anything. All right, we'll check traffic, and we'll squeeze in some more phone calls. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, the major issue, of course, is still I-25. It's barely tied up southbound and northbound between 6th Avenue and University. That's due to crash activity we had on both sides of the highway. So that is in the final cleanup stages. Hopefully, they'll be getting all of those lanes back open here shortly. Of course, we just have the usual traffic slowdowns on the north side of town, including eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Weather outlook today, we should have a beautiful morning with some afternoon clouds and showers, high of 90 degrees. Tonight, those thunder showers will move through quickly, and then it'll clear up.
Pep Boys has a very simple request to make of you through Labor Day. Stop at Pep Boys. Then you can stop your car in the manner to which you've become accustomed. With a quality pro-stop brake service by our ASE-certified technicians, just $79.99. Save $20 after mail-in rebate at Pep Boys. And if you see change as a good thing, how about a Pennzoil conventional oil change free when you apply for the Pep Boys credit card? So, quick review. Stop and change through Labor Day. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet this holiday season. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker on Saturday, September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, little snowflakes, and more. Auditions are September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota near Arapahoe and Havana in Centennial. Get all the details at denvernutcracker.com.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
You know, when I start talking about stuff, I think there's a tendency on your part to maybe want to dial out a little bit because you think that I'm trying to pitch something. And a lot of times the way I look at it is I know people who do goods and services, and I want to hook you up with them because I believe in them. This is one example. This is something that I think is very, very serious. You know, if you think that you don't have to worry about a heart attack because you're healthy, think again. 62% of heart attacks occur in individuals with zero or one risk factor. For 50% of the men and 64% of the women who die from heart disease, the first symptom is a fatal event. 150,000 Americans each year die from their first symptom of heart disease. Now, I'm not trying to upset you or get you scared on a Friday. I only want to talk to you about this part of it. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to me. You owe it to your family. You owe it to everyone around you to get a heart scan. This is really important. And Front Range Preventive Imaging has a technology that could help save the life of you or someone close to you. The EBT scanner is the best known non-invasive way, I got to emphasize that, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks in only 10 short minutes. We're talking no needles, no drugs, no injections, no pain. The EBT heart scan provides us with life-saving information about our heart's health. So I don't know what else to tell you other than to tell you that if you haven't had this done, and we've had it done in our family, and it's simple, it's easy, it doesn't take very long, and you get a tremendous peace of mind. Do something about it now. Here's the number, 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN, or go online to frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. It's not too late, please. I'm asking you, do something about it now.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Computer Superheroes, The Orr Law Firm, plus empowerment coach and Global Sense author Judah Freed. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Blades of Glory, Year of the Dog, Red Road, or Offside. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 51,000 titles. The video station in Boulder.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Little heavy metal? No, what is this? Oh, it's Jonah Jett. See, I'm not a big Jonah Jett fan, so I don't know. I'm just not a big Jonah Jett fan. What can I say to you? 6:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, along with you. Hi today. 91 and it's open phones. Let's get it on. Let's go to Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Okay, Ron.
Hey, that was a great commercial on the heart thing. I encourage you to have some more of those commercials.
Well, have you done that?
Yes, I have. I come out clean as a whistle.
Okay, well, good for you.
Hey, you know what frightens me is this thing coming up with Bush, not domestic, but with Iran. Isn't it strange that he had a meeting up in Maine with the president of France, and all of a sudden the president of France saying, hey, you know, the Iranians shouldn't have atomics? And all of a sudden, I went into a website for Jane's Defense Systems. You know, they keep track of the movement of the ships and stuff. And isn't it amazing that the French have two large carriers, the Clemenceau and the Charles de Gaulle? They're heading north-northwest in the Indian Ocean. We have three aircraft carriers off the coast of
Iran.
Well,
I think the reason the French feel the way that they do is because they don't want the apple cart there to be upset.
Yeah, and also the Turkish army has increased its troop strength.
Well, the Turkish army is going to come into Iraq. If there's not any way to control Kurdish militants who keep going across the border and performing acts of terrorism in Turkey. All right, Ron, thank you, man. Yeah. I appreciate it. And Pete on the cell phone has something good to say, and I just don't have time. Pete, call back or hang on, whichever you choose to do. By the way, did you see this story in Colorado Springs? They've outlawed tag among kids. This is at the Discovery Canyon campus. At Colorado Springs District 20, school has banned tag on its playground. Students will not be playing tag or chase on the playground. A back-to-school letter dated August 29th informed parents. Why is that? Because there's too much bullying and hassling going on. Oh, now we can't have tag anymore? Tag, you're it? No. Can you believe that? I would say there's too much bullying going on and too many other things there. You know what? That's the fault of the parents. Not the kids, and not the teachers, and not the school. We'll continue.
Have you
ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostic. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It could be a lifeline for struggling homeowners, the plan President Bush will announce in 2 hours. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, how would it help?
Frank, the White House hopes to cut down on mortgage defaults with a series of regulatory moves and other ideas, including a tax code change to help people with those subprime mortgages avoid default.
It opens up a very new channel, important channel for beleaguered homeowners.
Housing expert Alan Fishbein at the Consumer Federation of America says the nation faces an unprecedented foreclosure situation, Frank.
Peter, what's being done about the lending abuses that led to the problem?
Well, you'll hear the president call for tougher enforcement of laws against predatory lending. He'll also make a pitch for strengthening overall lending practices in that announcement again just over 2 hours from now, Frank.
Clovis, California is getting ready to bury 21-year-old Army Corporal Nathan Hubbard, the second of two brothers to die in Iraq.
I knew the boys, and it's very, very hard.
The third brother has been sent home from Iraq and reassigned to non-combat duty. In London, a service on the 10th anniversary of Princess Diana's death has ended. Prince Harry told the gathering she was the best mother in the world.
She kissed us last thing at night. Her beaming smile greeted us from school. She laughed hysterically and uncontrollably when sharing something silly she might have said or done that day.
Huge crowds gathered for Diana's funeral 10 years ago. Today, only a few hundred turned out. A member of Congress is looking into the politics of breastfeeding. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, what's this about?
It's about government ads. Like this one that showed pregnant women log rolling, a suggestion this was as dangerous as bottle feeding a baby. The infant formula industry lobbied to tone them down, and they ran with images of dandelions and ice cream cones instead. Democrat Henry Waxman's committee is looking into whether the administration caved to interest groups on breastfeeding or other health policy issues. Frank?
Getaway day. CBS's Nancy Cordes is on the travel watch at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
It's been a terrible summer for air travel, and this weekend probably won't be much different. There are 2% more people traveling by air this Labor Day than last Labor Day. This system is at the breaking point.
Up for grabs in tonight's 12-state Mega Millions lottery game, a $330 million jackpot.
This is the magic number right there.
Life should be so easy.
The odds of winning the jackpot are 175 million to one. They basically always stay the same.
New York State Lottery spokeswoman Yolanda Vega. The government reports some pocketbook news, solid gains in income and spending last month, and just a tiny uptick in consumer prices. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are pointing to a higher start, and they're ahead now 17.5 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, Dave. Larry here. Hey, next Tuesday, one wheel from every pallet truck is going to fall off. Strangest thing. It'll basically grind the floor to a halt. How about that? Just wanted you to be prepared. Bye.
In your job, you don't get warnings. So Granger's just added a massive amount of material handling products to help get you through whatever the day brings. We're adding products and removing problems. From casters and wheels to carts, trucks, and conveyors, we have what you need to move, handle, and store just about anything. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Granger.com. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's your walls and your ideas, your kitchen and your creativity, your garage and your vision. It's your home, from the small jobs that renew to more ambitious ideas that transform. At Ace Hardware, we're here to help you.
Come to your neighborhood Ace and start your project now for paint, plumbing, home organization, serious hardware, and great gadgets. Plus, a team of Ace folks to help you get just what you need to make your home beautiful.
Ace is your place with everything for your home, plus expert advice and solutions that work for you. Ace, the helpful place.
For all your home improvement needs, Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Colorado's alleged Democratic Senator Ken Salazar says an independent report on progress in Iraq will play an important role in the upcoming debate in Congress. That report by the GAO is on track to conclude at least 13 of the 18 benchmarks judging the Iraqi government's performance in politics and security have not been met. The Army has finally turned over 3,000 pages of documents sought by a group opposing that proposed expansion of the military's Pinyon Canyon training site, thus ending a huge lawsuit over the material. Opponents of expanding the site in southeast Colorado fear the Army is going to use eminent domain to force ranchers and families to sell their land. And thefts of copper and other metals have become commonplace around the world, but an incident yesterday here in Colorado resulted in a major water leak. Arapahoe County officials say the theft of 2-inch copper irrigation lines in East Dry Creek Road resulted in a break of a water main. South Metro fire units responded and had to get help to shut that line down. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, good news. We finally got the southbound I-25 lanes reopened at the Downing Street Bridge. That wet finally cleared. Still have a lot of stop and go on southbound 25, though, extending all the way back to the downtown area at about Spear. And northbound I-25 was still shaking loose as well, approaching University. So just be aware of that. Otherwise, it's a pretty decent ride around the metro area. Security wait time at DIA, 20 minutes. Weather outlook today, we'll have the morning sunshine with afternoon clouds and showers. High of 90 expected today. Right now, it's fair and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What's the best part about this weekend? You got Monday off. What are you going to do on your day off? You're going to get into the nearest ARC thrift store because everything is 50% off. ARC's Labor Day sale. Everything is 50% off on Monday, September 3rd. This Monday, any ARC thrift store, 50% off.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
So, how are you and Lisa celebrating Project Day?
You mean Labor Day?
No, Labor Day's on Monday, which means Monday's kind of like Sunday, which means Sunday's actually Saturday, which means Saturday is Project Day.
Huh. And I didn't even buy a card.
This long weekend, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. From appliances to zero-turning radius mowers. Then get an extra day to enjoy it. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through September 3rd in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Been running and heading into the second hour, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms, high today 91. Open phones, meaning you can call and talk about anything that you want to talk about. And there's some stuff happening out there for sure. I was talking before we went in the news about this Colorado Springs school where they've outlawed tag. Come on. What, you can't play tag in school anymore as a kid? Because there's just too much bullying going on. I guess that's the reason. Children going overboard and tagging too hard. Now, is that a school problem? Is that a problem with the kids? Where's the problem? Where's the problem stand on this? All right. So we live in a country now where tag is being stopped in school. How about this? How about the kids who play too rough? How about the kids who violate the rules in regards to that? You know, tag you're it and you punch the other kid. How about punishing them instead of stopping the entire event? From yesterday, Bush wants $50 billion more for the Iraq war. I urged you yesterday, I'll urge you again. I don't care how many form letters you get back. Get busy and send Wayne Allard, send Ken Salazar, send your congressperson an email and tell them enough is enough. This guy should not be able to have the $50 billion, and that we have spent, we are spending $3 billion a week in Iraq, and so far, how much has all of this costed us? As well, it's surpassed the $330 billion mark, and what are we getting for our money? Never mind the tragedy of the lives, which in which two soldiers were killed last night in western Iraq, two United States soldiers. And I had talked about going broadcasting outside of Wayne Allard's office because I believe he's as much a part of the solution as Ken Salazar is part of the solution. And a lot of you seemed up for that, and so we're working on it. I'm trying to get permission. We're going to do something along those lines. The other thing is Ted Nugent coming to the state fair in Pueblo. Mr. Nugent. Maybe I shouldn't use Mr. Nugent. Maybe I should use some other term. But he's coming to the state fair in Pueblo. That's September the 3rd. We called the state fair office and attempted to get some kind of an answer as to why anybody there would think that Mr. Nugent would be appropriate after making threatening remarks and threatening statements about Senator Barack Obama sucking on a machine gun and derogatory remarks about Hillary Clinton, including calling her a bee and a whore and all of this, and running around on stage with firearms. And I have nothing against guns. I like them, as a matter of fact, and I believe citizens have the right to own them. But why is this appropriate behavior? You know, after all, look how much trouble the Dixie Chicks got into. And all they basically really said was they were ashamed that George W. Bush was from Texas. And everybody went crazy. Nugent, who has gone into fantasies about executing prominent Democrats, and then when people get mad at him and threaten him in return, he rants and raves about how they're nutcases. I mean, in a concert rant, Nugent said that Obama, that he told Obama that he could suck on a machine gun barrel. Why is this acceptable at a taxpayer sponsored event, which I assume is what the state fair is? We never got an answer. Nobody from the state fair would call us back and give us an answer. Not one person. Isn't that sad? So what we basically have going on here in the state of Colorado, I guess, is government by secrecy. So nobody wants to call and clue us in on who made this decision to book this this pencil neck geek in. We can't get an answer on that. Isn't that amazing? No answer. So what's going to end up happening is Nugent's going to come and Nugent's going to go and nothing is going to be said about this. And I don't think it's right for the guy to be here. And some guy called me yesterday trying to accuse me of stifling free speech. No. No. There's a difference between threatening and free speech. Because, as I said yesterday, you can take the same comments about Barack Obama and about Hillary Clinton, take that out and put Bush and Cheney in there, and then see how far you get. See how far that goes. See how far and how much that's tolerated. And it's not going to be. And I think one of the reasons why nobody says anything, and I want to think one of the reasons why nothing is done is because we're not wired that way, a lot of us. A lot of us really do have libertarian values. And also because maybe what he's saying, there might be a lot of people in the GOP who probably think this is okay, like the guy yesterday. One other story, too, anti-immigration hate. The immigration debate. Okay, now it's out of control. It's bled into the kids, all this hate. Angelina, this is in the Rocky Mountain News this morning. Angelina Sierra Sandoval loves going to Holy Family High School, just like her mom did 17 years ago. But the sophomore was stunned this week when her Spanish 2 class turned into a heated discussion about Mexican immigrants, and at least one classmate blurted out white power 2 or 3 times. Can you believe that? And good God, if this had been a public school, the voucher crowd would have gone crazy. All right, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine. And the GOP reach-out line is also available, line number 4, at 303-713-7600. So I invite everybody in here to get hooked up to the dialogue. Don't forget, we'll be doing this show on Monday, Labor Day. I'll be doing it between 6 and 10 on Monday. And then we're going to turn around and sit in for Randy Rhodes at the Taste of Colorado between 4 and 7, because she's taking the day off. So we're going to do the show live, and you can come by the Taste and participate, or you can call in and participate, whichever is your choice. Here's Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Listen, I want to know is why Mr. Ted Nugent is not being investigated by the Secret Service for making what I think is a threatening comment about Senator Barack Obama. Anyone else who has Secret Service protection, as Senator Obama does as a presidential candidate, would have been investigated by the Secret Service by now. It's happened before. The Secret Service has hauled people in for making even less threatening comments about the president and others before. But I do not believe that Mr. Nugent has been investigated by the Secret Service. And to me, I think that's patently wrong.
Well, I agree. I don't think he's been investigated either. But maybe he hasn't been investigated because what he's saying the administration likes.
That's probably true. I don't discount that. But
and I also think that we're not, that a lot of us who are mainstream Americans, we're not the type who would complain and call and pester, and maybe we should start doing a little bit of that.
Maybe we should. I mean, what a tragedy that this type of speech is allowed to go on.
I think it's a bigger, you know what, I tell you, and it bothers me that the State Fair Office can't call us back and give us an explanation.
I think perhaps maybe we should all put in a call. We should run up on a platform and put in a call to the State Fair Office and complain. I think an effort should go forth.
Well, you know what the best thing to do is? Call your state legislator.
I will. I give them calls and emails all the time, as well as our national legislators also.
Yep. So, you know what? Call them today and ask them. And ask them why the guy is here. Bob, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. And I reach out right now to Peter Groth, who is my representative, Morgan Carroll, who has called this show numerous times, Joe Rice, anybody else out there in the Democratic Party who is a legislator would like to step up to the plate and raise this topic about why it is that Ted Nugent is coming here to the State Fair in Pueblo, and then on top of that, why it is that the State Fair Office won't give you and I any kind of an explanation as to what's going on. Apparently we don't count, right? We'll count at tax time. State will be right there to get its money. But as far as this thing goes, nah, we don't count. Don't call us. Don't bother us. Do not bother us. Let's go to Nanette. Nanette, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I didn't know if you said my name or not on my way to the spring.
Oh, yeah, it's you.
Yeah, Annette. Okay. The tag thing. I agree with you. It's really pathetic that they have to do something like that. And, yes, it is the parenting job. When you're out on the playground as a teacher and you're supposed to supervise, it's a nightmare. And the kids get very rough because, and they don't listen because they don't respect the fact that the teachers are an authority figure. Sometimes it gets to be sexual harassment. Sometimes it gets to be, I'm going to trip her and claim, oh, it was an accident. And there comes a point in time when you just have to say, fine, you guys can't play nicely. You can't play it.
But what about going after the individual student who gets out of line as opposed to telling all the kids, well, you can't do it, even if those kids have been good?
Have you ever seen a he said, she said argument?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, of course. We have a he said, she said all the time, but I'm talking about if you catch them doing it.
Jay, I agree with you that it should be allowed, but it is a miserable nightmare out there, and you cannot keep your eyes on that and all the other kids and be responsible. And until the kids and the parents get it together and learn how to raise the kids to be appropriate. I mean, this kind of garbage goes on in the building. And it's hard enough to catch. And the whys. And what do you do? Oh, he tagged my hair and pulled out my weave. Or he touched me on my breast. And it just becomes absurd. And I don't like it. But I understand it, and that's the really sad part. I understand that one or two or a few are ruining it for everybody else, but there's a limit to how much teach and supervise. And
how did we get away with having it 10 and 15 years ago?
We were raised better, Jay.
Oh, yeah, that's sad.
The things that kids do in school today are shocking and appalling, and they're outspokenness in inappropriate ways is beyond belief. She's off the air. I mean, she's out of the school. She's
you know what amazes me? What amazes me is their kids, some parents' kids are obnoxious, but the parents themselves are not, you know, they don't say anything to their kids yet, and they don't speak up about anything.
No, they don't. And they don't care. They think, oh, it's just kids being kids. Yes, until the kid falls down or something happens, and then we have a lawsuit.
Yeah,
you're
right.
And welcome to a litigious America.
Well, we need some of that, because you've got people with legitimate rights and wrongs, so you got to suffer through that part of it. But the other thing that is absolutely insane is this whole idea that you penalize the majority because of the actions of a few, and this is the idea where it starts in the home. And on this point, conservatives are absolutely correct. Nanette, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Jay?
I got to go. It's 7:21, 21 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600 and...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Welcome to Man Tips. Tips for men from men. Hello, caller.
Hi. Any tips on getting a girl I like to notice me?
Easy. A new set of Autolite XP Extreme Performance spark plugs are sure to turn any lady's head.
Really? I don't think she really cares about that sort of stuff.
What woman wouldn't be impressed by optimum engine performance and top fuel efficiency over the life of the plug?
I was kind of thinking flowers.
Yep. Just add Autolite XP plugs and love will blossom. This has been Man Tips, sponsored by Autolite spark plugs. It's time to change your plugs.
Ways to finance, which helps you out, and the infrastructure, the people, to get the deal done, because these folks care about their cars, and they also care about making you happy. Why? Is that a come-on? No, it's not a come-on, because they realize that staying in it for the long haul, you have to build a reputation, and the only way to do it is one by one by one. That's why they've been around since 1982, and they're family-owned and operated. Open Labor Day, just like we are, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos, you can't beat it. Once again, check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com, or get out there and see them in person, 63rd and Federal.
Want your money to go further this summer? Walmart's new lower prices save you even more. 16-ounce Ritz crackers are just $1.96, and 8-ounce Cool Whip is just 97 cents. This summer, stretch your paycheck at Walmart.
It's the JCPenney Back to School Blowout. All day Friday and Saturday, get super hot buys. Plus, take an extra 15% off regular and sale prices with your JCPenney card. JCPenney, every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 1st.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Blades of Glory, Year of the Dog, Red Road, or Offside. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 51,000 titles. The video station in Boulder.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net. Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:26, 26 minutes after 7, AM760. Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms, high of 91. Is that you, Lewis, in the news working for the weekend? Yeah, okay. We need to play some Grateful Dead next time around, too, because we haven't done any Dead today. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, anything and everything. And Nate in Denver. Nate, you're on AM760. Hey. Good morning.
Hey, thanks.
Sure.
Hey, I just have a thing on the cost of the war. And this is a tax that's been imposed on all Americans by this idiot we call a president. And they're all getting rich on it, and at $330 billion, it's cost every American, if they're 2 weeks old or 97 years old, every American has had to pay $1,000, I guess it's $1,100, for this war, in one way or another. I mean, we sold the bonds to China or whatever, but that's our cost, and it's $10 a week if it's $3 billion every week. So it's $520 a year. And if you look at everyone's tax, I mean, what you actually pay at the end of the year or in April, you know, what is it? $3,000, $5,000, $7,000, $10,000, somewhere in there. The percentage is huge. And so, I don't know, I just think this is just a huge tax burden that's been put on us by these Republicans who are supposed to be protecting us.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And the thing that gets me is what I hear from a lot of conservatives a lot of the time, and I don't think it's just conservatives who feel this way. I think it's what the average American feels, which is do what you have to do, but don't, and I'm not talking about in regards to Iraq. I'm talking just in regards to things in general. Do what you have to do, but please, I don't want to vote for anybody who's going to tax me. Now, how do they reconcile the claims that they have made now for God knows how many years, well, we're not the party of tax and spend. And yet, yeah, they are, because they're spending, and somebody has to pay for this, and we're going into debt, and eventually we are going to have to settle it, and we're spending $30 billion a week in Iraq. And then the other thing that really galls me, I mean, it galls me to the point that I was ranting and raving about this to Mary, and I think she really badly wanted to say to me, shut up already, and that is the idea that does the public in general believe, and I don't know, because I don't think any pollsters ever asked, but does the public in general believe that living in the United States of America, that it's a right and it should be free, or do the American people believe that it is a privilege and that you don't get anything for free in society, and so therefore, being a privilege and the fact that you don't get anything for free, is there some kind of sacrifice? Is there some kind of dues to be paid? Is there some kind of sweat equity to be shared in order to make this country as great as it is and as it can be?
Right.
So, in other words, if you want all this stuff, you want tighter borders. You want better security. You want better school systems. You want better this, you want better that. You want better roads. You're not going to get it for free. You have to pay for it, and the only way to get people to appreciate something and for them not to have a feeling of entitlement and being like a spoiled child is they have to pay some kind, they have to pay some kind of a price for this. Otherwise, everybody takes everything for granted.
Well, I think it's just all a scam. I mean, if you look at statistically, you're probably more likely to die in a car accident than to get killed by a terrorist. And if that's being true, then we ought to be spending $330 billion designing new cars or transportation systems than protecting ourselves from terrorism. Because it costs the public more money to die in car accidents than to die in terrorist attacks.
Well, I think some of that argument's valid, but I also think that we all know, we all know there are people out there who don't like us. We're not going to get into why they don't, but they don't. There are people out there who don't like us. They're going to try to do us harm. We have to stop them. That's part of what society and the federal government is supposed to do. But the problem here is that everybody wants it for nothing. There's a sense of entitlement. The government is lethargic and is bogged down. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do because it's a proven fact that if you don't like something and you don't respect something, then you're not going to treat it right and you're incapable of running it correctly. And that's what we have in the government now. And everybody in this country, regardless of their political party, regardless of their feelings, we have to step up to the plate and we have to accomplish some goals together or we're in big trouble.
Well, I truly get that. I mean, that's a fact.
And so one of the things you got to do is, yes, people have a right to sit here and say, okay, you know what? I don't like this. I don't like the government because they waste tax dollars. I don't care for the... Okay, we all have a right to do that. Yes, we all believe in a lean, mean, and efficient government. But the fact is, when you get down to the bottom line, there is nothing in this world that you get for free. Nothing comes for free. And people in this country believe that everything should be free and cheap, from gasoline to driving the roads to the school systems. And then you've got these vultures sitting out here who their answer to everything is, oh, privatize. Like, that's the big answer. Like, private industry is the big answer. Well, you know what? If that's the big answer, then can you please sit down for 5 minutes and explain to me why it is that we are getting, the taxpayers in this country are getting raped by these big corporations and these contractors in Iraq? Can you explain to me why it is that if private industry is so great, why it is that every person you run into will always tell you something that his or her company has done that is inefficient and wrong? And then you want to tell me that you want to take that same thing And you want to turn everything over to those same people? Not me, brother.
Well, there's inefficiencies, and then there's theft, I guess. And that's, you take one with the private, and you take one with the public. So pick your poison, I guess.
Now,
the only other thing I would like to ask is, could you guys, every time I program the Senate 800 number into my phone, it seems to change. And at the Capitol, is there any way that you guys could, and maybe you have it on your website or something, but could make that more public more often, the contact numbers, you know?
Yes. You know what? As a matter of fact, I'll speak to somebody today when I get off the air about listing it on the website as routine information that you can find anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Because I've programmed it in my phone twice, and twice it's changed. So
yep.
It obviously they're doing that on purpose. But
I'll get it for you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. That GOP outreach line is open, too, at 303-713-WGOP. 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with a look at traffic.
All right, thanks, Jay. Well, southbound I-25 still struggling a bit, approaching I-70 all the way down to the Downing Street Bridge. That's due to a three-car wreck we've had now on the right shoulder, southbound 25, just after Colfax. Looks like a three-car wreck blocking the center lane as well, southbound I-25 at 20th. So more problems for southbound I-25. Of course, we had that earlier problem with the dump truck down near University. That's gone, but traffic was still shaking loose along that stretch. Weather outlook today, expect lots of sunshine this morning, but we'll get those afternoon clouds and showers again today. Looking for a high of 90 right now, fair and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more in a...
Join the revolution to provide affordable, high-quality health care for everyone. A Colorado single-payer system could save over $1 billion annually on health spending, cover virtually everyone, and improve wellness. Single-payer is a globally accepted health care financing principle. The proposal is for public financing of privately provided health care. Let's end the crisis in health care access. Learn more and join the campaign at healthcareforallcolorado.org.
Shocking savings at Pep Boys through Labor Day. The kind of savings that'll have you strutting your automotive stuff. Here's the deal. At Pep Boys, get $20 off the installation of four Monroe shocks and $40 off the installation of four Monroe struts. And hey, if your engine light is on, our ASE-certified technicians will run a check engine light diagnostic test free with any repair service. It's all good, it's all now, and it's all gone if you don't get to a Pep Boys before Labor Day. Oh, and bring your car. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Labor Day Serta mattress event is going on this Thursday through Monday at Sam's Club. Experience super Serta savings on all mattresses all weekend long and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. You'll save money and sleep easier.
Try a Serta mattress with a comfort test demonstration at Sam's Club, Saturday through Monday only.
The Guard is providing me with paid training.
In the National Guard, I get money for college plus a steady paycheck.
In the Guard, I train near my home.
I'm there for my family, my community, and my country. And I'm proud to be a member of the National Guard.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the education and job skills you need in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Once again, it's time for the Toys R Us clearance sale. A sale so special, we're not even calling it a sale. It's the Toys R Us clearance blowout. That's right, blowout. Hurry in and save up to 65% when you take an extra 20% off all clearance items. That's up to 65% on big name brands like Little Tykes, Barbie, Hot Wheels, G.I. Joe, Spider-Man, and more. The Toys R Us clearance blowout. Now through Saturday, September 1st, only at Toys R Us.
Toys R Us!
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
So, how are you and Lisa celebrating Project Day?
You mean Labor Day.
No, Labor Day's on Monday, which means Monday's kind of like Sunday, which means Sunday's actually Saturday, which means Saturday is Project Day.
Huh. And I didn't even buy a card.
This long weekend, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. From appliances to zero-turning radius mowers. Then get an extra day to enjoy it. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through September 3rd in U.S. only. See store for details.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Morning, 7:38, 30 minutes past the hour. Here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 91. Jay Marvin with you. Dissent, discussion, and disagreement. That's what it's all about. Couple of things. One, we'll be broadcasting live Monday from the Taste of Colorado. That's between 4 and 7. Come by. I believe we'll have their It's Our Flag 2 stickers if you want one. And you come by, be part of the show, or just check it out on the air. That was the first thing I wanted to tell you. Oh, and then number two, I want to tell you, I was talking about this yesterday, that, and a lot of us suffer from this. I'm just going to give this guy a free plug. A lot of us suffer from this. I certainly do. You get white coat panic, particularly when you go to the dentist, right? So I had to go to the dentist yesterday. I went to Dr. Barrett's, the Barrett's Dental Clinic. Crystal was great there. Dr. Barrett's was great there. It was actually pretty cool. I was shocked. Because I'm one of those people that suffers from dental avoidance. So, Doc, if you're listening, hey, heads up. Tip of the hat to you. Okay. Ted Nugent coming to the Pueblo County, to the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo. Once again, we can get no answer from the county fair office regarding this. And nobody wants to give us an answer. Sparky, and a lot of you sent this to me, Nugent making disgusting comments about Barack Obama sucking on a machine gun barrel and Hillary Clinton taking a ride on a long one and all this kind of stuff. Well, according to Richard Roper of the Chicago Sun-Times, who I worked with at one time, by the way, and he's a nice guy. This was back on August 27th. It was a couple of days ago, August 27th, 2007. So Ted Nugent roams a concert stage while toting automatic weapons, calls Barack Obama a piece of, and it starts with an S, and says he told Obama to suck on one of his machine guns. He also calls Hillary Clinton a worthless bee and Dianne Feinstein a worthless whore. That Nugent, he's a man. He's a man's man. He talks and talks and walks the walk, right? Except when it was time for him to register for the draft during the Vietnam era, by his own admission, Nugent stopped all forms of personal hygiene for a month and showed up for his draft board physical in pants caked with his own, well, you get it, winning a deferment. Now, why is this guy with all of this, why is he appearing at the state fair? And we're stymied. We can't get an answer. No one will step up to the plate. No one will get involved in this. Why? Here's Mike on a cell phone. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Well, okay, Mike. The GOP outreach line is open at 303-713-7600. Doug in Westminster. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, go ahead.
Yeah, that guy's a scumbag, Ted Nugent. You know, I went to like seven of his concerts back in the day. And then I start listening to him on the Fox, and this guy's a fruitcake. This guy's a real rotten,
I don't know why the Secret Service hasn't investigated him.
Yeah, you know, he goes on the Fox, and he starts talking about, oh, yeah, I'm all American. I eat chicken right off the Barbie, and you better support W. You know, do a lot of people know that if the Ninth Circuit Court doesn't stop this NAFTA thing, they have 100 trucking companies waiting. And you know what they're going to do? You know what this rotten scumbag that people call president is doing? He's going to allow these truckers to start moving on our Labor Day weekend. Now, if that ain't a kick up your pants, I don't know what is. And I don't know if the Ninth Circuit is going to stop it. But Jack, I mean, people like Nugent, and they fill you full of this crap that it's the all-American gig, you know, stand behind W. This guy is selling out our country, and there's not a damn thing that we can do about it.
Well, why is it guys like Nugent beat their chests and make all of these bravado type of claims, and then we see that, you know, he didn't go to Vietnam. I mean, and I'm not saying that not going to Vietnam is, you know, necessarily is a bad thing. I mean, I didn't go either and got a deferment and got out. But I'm not sitting here trying to make all of these bravado statements nor portray myself off as somebody who wants to send anybody else's kids to die. Because as Barack Obama says, and I really agree with him on this, we're not against all war. We're just against dumb wars. But why is it that guys like Nugent strut around with all of this rhetoric when it was time for him to deal from the deck and he had no cards?
How come the guy in arrest is having an AK-47 in a public place like that? I don't give a damn if he's got a permit or not. I don't care if he's got the end of the barrel welded up tight shut. You can't have that in a public concert like that. And
well, he's got to be at the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo, I guess he can do his thing, can't he?
Well, you know, when you got people like Lewis and Florwax, which I used to just love to listen to. I listened to them for years. And then I slowly started to hear the little propaganda machine coming out of their radio station and support this and support that. Jay, people are suckers, man. I mean, you know me. I bring up that stupid reference from Cheech and Chong a lot. And I joke about it. But that is so serious, man. It really, really is. How are people going to deal with this? You're older than me. You definitely remember the Teamsters strike back in the day and all the violence and all the killing and all the brutality that went with that because they wanted to keep their jobs. So why don't we just have all that NAFTA come in there and do our mining so our American citizens don't have to die in caves?
We should have never signed NAFTA. We should have never gotten involved in all of that. I really would like to ask Mrs. Clinton, too, what she thinks of that, considering her husband got us hip deep into that.
I'm going to tell you what, before I go here, somebody gave me a video called From America to Fascism, done up by a guy named Andres Russo. If anybody can watch that, you're going to flip out on Hillary Clinton. She's the one that got Bill to go ahead and start doing this NAFTA, because she was once part of Walmart.
Yeah, she sat on the board. That's very, very true. But we're not drifting towards fascism. I don't believe that. We're in a dark period, but we'll right ourselves somehow. Thanks, Roy. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. And anything you want to talk about is fine. That's what the rules of the game are. I'm not going to give you the topics. Although, listen, I'm perfectly happy to do it. And I just shake my head in amazement that we can't get any answer from the state fair as to why it is they got this guy Nugent coming. Just no answer. Silence. Well, serves us right for calling him, I guess, huh? Oh, my God. Why should we get an answer? Why should you get an answer? Let's go to Roy on a cell phone. Roy, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
A couple of times you mentioned that you can't believe that we still have about a quarter of the people supporting this guy.
Yeah, I'm amazed by it.
Book you need to read. John Dean wrote Conservatives Without Compassion.
Yeah, I read it and had Dean on about it, too.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Well, that's the 25% right there.
Oh, boy. You know what that calls for? What that calls for, that calls for mass... Those, I don't want to say that on the air. I don't know. Yeah, I guess some people's personalities are wired in that way, I guess, right?
Sure, it's the authoritarian. We will follow any strong or seemingly strong leader right over the cliff, no problem. And do no wrong. And
yeah,
those are the folks.
Really? You think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they'll happily go along with bombing Iran, too. They're all for it, Jay. He's
you know, I don't understand. Well, the Dean book points it out about how these folks are attracted. I'm just astounded.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but that's your answer.
Well, you know, maybe I'm astounded by that because I don't operate that way, and maybe you don't either. And so in looking at that, we just can't, or I can't at least, figure it out.
Well, my hope is that they are such lemmings that they do march over a cliff, because that'll just generally upgrade the level of voter in this country right away.
But, you know, you don't want to call them lemmings because you want to figure out some way to reason or to deal or to talk to them.
Jay, that's the way they're wired. That's part of who they are. You're not going to convince somebody to not be who he is. They've been trying to do that with gay folks for a long time. It doesn't work.
So, in other words, the idea is we should just, or I should just give up on them.
Well, I mean, you can beat your head against the wall or you can accept what is. You know, which one's easier on your head?
Go do sports talk. go to work at some classic country station somewhere that plays Lefty Frizzell. Because you keep hearing me say this every single morning. I mean, the thing that bugs me is we don't have those people calling this radio station because I want to talk to them and I want to exactly try to figure out where they're coming from and get a fence with them a little bit. And
Jay, these are the ditto heads. And they're ditto heads because they have no original thought. You're not going to get one of them to call. It'll never happen.
Yeah, but I hate to say that about them.
That's what they call themselves.
Because they would say that about us, that we don't have any original thoughts.
Well, I mean...
And in my case, that's probably true.
we weren't the ones that put everybody on a boat to Iraq.
No, very true. Roy, thanks, man. You're the best.
Take care, Jay.
All right. 7:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Squeeze in some more open phones because Christy Harvey's coming up after 8 o'clock. And then between 9 and 10, we're going to talk about comic books and graphic novels, which a lot of folks are into. Right now, we'll get into traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with struggles along southbound I-25. Watch out for those delays, of course, through Thornton and North Glen as usual, and then you'll definitely hit the stop and go approaching I-70. That will stick with you all the way through downtown and then down into the bridges. We've had a couple of different wrecks there. One a three-car on the right shoulder just after Colfax. Eastbound C-470 starting to slow down as well now across Littleton and Highlands Ranch. We also had a crash in the DTC. Watch out for it. Bellevue just east of DTC Boulevard. Weather outlook today, it'll be a beautiful morning, but we'll get some clouds and showers by this afternoon. High of 90 expected today, along with a low of 59 tonight as those clouds clear out. Right now, sunny and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Your future arrives September 6th. The E3 Job Fair is where you can connect with over 120 great...
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see Perfection in Motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs. We use it with every dog that comes in for training.
I have three dogs on Dynavite.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. Dynavite will be a part of Maddie's diet for the rest of her life.
Go to the website at www.dynavite.com. Dynavite, D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's O-R-R-L-A-W.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of eight costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
It's the JCPenney Back to School Blowout. All day Friday and Saturday, get super hot buys. Plus, take an extra 15% off regular and sale prices with your JCPenney card. JCPenney, every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 1st.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Before I told you, right? 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 10% chance of thunderstorms and the high today of 91. Open phones. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Mary Ann in Aurora. Mary Ann, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. This is my second call this week.
Oh, great. Well, I don't care. It's fine. You call anytime you want.
Well, I lost my job in July, so I have a little extra time.
How did you lose your job?
Oh, it was fairly complicated. It's okay. It might be a good thing. But anyway, I have a little extra more time, you know. But I have so many things I wish I could say. But one is for every person who's listening now. Whoops, sorry, that's my dedicated squirrel chaser on alert. For every person that's listening now, if you are not registered to vote, please go to your county website, county clerk and recorder website, and you can register online. Please do that. And then you will be able to have a say in what is going on. The second thing I'm concerned about is that NAFTA thing. When have you ever known the Sierra Club and the Teamsters Union to get together on anything?
There are even some conservatives out there who don't like it.
Yeah. And this is worrisome because first of all, there are some safety concerns. Apparently, the safety concerns have not been adequately addressed and resolved, and that I've heard that these truckers are allowed to drive, or they're ordered to drive much longer hours than the U.S. truckers. Whoops.
That's okay. That's the guy operating the border doesn't know what he's doing, Reed.
Okay, that's all right. thirdly, U.S. jobs going away, and these truckers and trucks will be all over the.
Yeah. You know what? I love to get more into this, but I'm getting up to the top of the hour right here.
Yeah.
I got to get the news, and then I got Christy
right.
Harvey. But you know what? We'll delve into this next week.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Marianne.
Bye.
All right. Christy Harvey for the Center for American Progress. Up next, stick around.
How did Alan Combs get his start? What does Tom Hartman look like? What's on the Jay replay today? The answer is at your fingertips. Become a Progressive Club member. Watch Jay's video of the week. And listen to live streaming. Brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. On AM760.net.
Welcome to Lowe's, sir. How can I help you?
Well, I'm going back and forth about redoing my floors over Labor Day, and I just wish there was something that could help me decide.
How does not paying for 12 months sound?
That'll do it.
That's right. Just put $299 or more on your Lowe's consumer credit card, and you can ask for special financing for 12 months on anything in the store.
Hey, hon. I see you decided to redo the floors. What finally convinced you?
We don't pay a penny for 12 months.
That'll do it.
So if you're looking to take on that one last summer project or just take advantage of some really great offers, Lowe's Big Labor Day event is the place for you. Now through Monday, take 10% off all major appliances, $397 or more, and 20% off all special order flooring, including tile, wood, carpet, laminate, vinyl, and area rugs. So come on down to Lowe's Big Labor Day event and save big. Lowe's, let's build something together. See store for details.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Guilty to disorderly conduct. Since news of his arrest broke, Craig has been under growing pressure to resign, and the uproar is getting louder. Live to CBS's Howard Arenstein in Washington. Howard, what's the latest?
Frank, party activists are saying Senator Craig is considering resigning. Several Republican senators are calling on him to quit, and sources say the party is ready to do it too. But Politico's Patrick O'Connor says they're holding back.
They had heard from folks back in Idaho that the senator might act on his own sometime today or over the weekend.
A Craig resignation would clear the way for Idaho's Republican governor to appoint a replacement, reported to be either Lieutenant Governor James Risch or one of the state's two congressmen, Mike Simpson. Live in Washington, Howard Arenstein, CBS News.
It could be Uncle Sam to the rescue. An hour from now, President Bush will announce a plan to help homeowners get FHA mortgage loans to refinance and avoid foreclosure as interest rates go up. Walter Maloney with the National Association of Realtors says that's a good idea.
The vitality of FHA, allowing it to serve people who have gotten themselves into trouble through deceptive loan practices. This is going to help to alleviate some of the predatory problems that we've seen in the market.
The president will also call for new laws to prevent the abuses that created the problem. In a few hours, Jeff and Peggy Hubbard will bury their 21-year-old son, Army Corporal Nathan Hubbard of Clovis, California. He was killed in a chopper crash in Iraq, their second son to die in the war.
Two awful things, and you grieve and you try to find ways to cope.
A third son who served in Iraq is being reassigned to non-combat duty. In London, Britain's royal family held a service marking the 10th anniversary of the death of Princess Diana.
500 friends and family giving thanks for the life of Princess Diana, a beautiful, fallible woman and a beloved mother.
I bow my knees before the father.
Prince William reading a Bible passage about duty and love of God. The Queen and Prince Charles got a round of applause as they entered. 10 years after Diana's death, most public anger has faded. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
In Des Moines, some same sex couples are anxious to get a license and take advantage of a judge's decision that struck down Iowa's ban on gay marriage.
There were several phone calls and there were several people waiting outside the door this morning.
But County Recorder Julie Haggerty says couples will have to wait until next Thursday to exchange vows unless a judge waives the waiting period. In the meantime, the state will appeal the ruling. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 110 points. The NASDAQ Composite is up 21. This is CBS News.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Labor Day Serta mattress event is going on this Thursday through Monday at Sam's Club. Experience super Serta savings on all mattresses all weekend long and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. You'll save money and sleep easier.
Try a Serta mattress with a comfort test demonstration at Sam's Club, Saturday through Monday only.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it during the Labor Day sale at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. From August 30th to September 3rd, save $8 a gallon on Duration coating, 30% on our exceptional paints and stains, and 25% on select wall coverings, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday, September 3rd, for painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. New state figures on Colorado foreclosures indicate Coloradans are having a more difficult time saving their homes from the auction block. So far this year, 61% of homes entering foreclosure have ended up being sold at auction, compared with 48% last year. FBI says it's investigating that extortion attempt at a King Soopers in Boulder, similar to ones reported across the country, where somebody threatens to detonate a bomb unless workers wire money to an overseas bank account. Feds think the whole thing originated in Portugal. A student at a Catholic high school in Broomfield has been disciplined after a classroom discussion on immigration got a little bit heated. Happened during a Spanish class at Holy Family High, where the student used the phrase white power several times during the discussion. Two students offended were given permission to leave class. And after announcing the U.S. Comedy Arts Festival would be moving from Aspen to Santa Barbara next year, HBO says now there'll be no festival at all. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Still seeing some heavy delays along southbound I-25 between 58th and University. That's due to another wreck that we've had. Multi-cars there off on the right shoulder near 20th. We also have problems down south, southbound I-25, affected between Castle Pines Parkway and Happy Canyon Road if you're headed that direction. That was reports of a car carrier on fire. Security wait time at DIA, 20 minutes. Weather outlook today, looks like it'll be a beautiful morning with some afternoon clouds and showers moving in. We'll look for a high of 90 today. Right now it's sunny and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Soopers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more in a single transaction using your Supercard, you qualify for 10-cent 4x6 prints. See store for details. Right store, right price.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
So, how are you and Lisa celebrating Project Day?
You mean Labor Day?
No, Labor Day's on Monday, which means Monday's kind of like Sunday, which means Sunday's actually Saturday, which means Saturday is Project Day.
Huh. And I didn't even buy a card.
This long weekend, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. From appliances to zero-turning radius mowers. Then get an extra day to enjoy it. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through September 3rd in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I thought I'd just let this play and see how long it go for it would run out. Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, slight chance thunderstorms, high today 91, AM 760, Progressive Talk, time for a weekly visit with one of our favorite people of all time. She's got a resume that is huge. We don't have time to read it all. We'd be here forever. It's probably as big as Carl Rove's email, treasure trove, from the Center for American Progress and editor of MikeCheckRadio.org. It's Christy Harvey. Christy!
Hello!
Hey!
Jay, what happened this week? I talked to you earlier in the week and thought, oh my goodness, there's going to be nothing for us to talk about on Friday. And then, bam! So much happened.
I know it. And did you get my email with the inside spin from Fox?
I did. And you know what? That was dead on. It's exactly what happened.
And you outed me, right? to everybody.
I did not. I kept my word. I'm a lady. You know that.
Probably said this is where it came from. But I want to tell you right now, I'm not gay.
Nor do I have a wide stance.
Yeah, no. Oh, God.
Oh,
can you believe it? And so now the big thing is about Larry Craig is that the RNC was going to ask him to resign, but they're holding off because there are rumors in the wind that he's going to do it himself.
Right, right. And he seems like such an upstanding, trustworthy kind of guy. I've got a huge problem here, though, Jay. And I was thinking about this yesterday. So let me get this straight. Okay. Larry Craig solicits illegal sex in a bathroom from a guy. And he's vilified. Everyone's calling for his head, his blood. He's off these committees. They want him to resign. The RNC has all these secret meetings all week. Rewind about a month ago, and Republican David Vitter gets caught soliciting illegal sex from a prostitute, only it's a girl. So he's cool. You know, he went to a lunch the day after his story broke, and everybody gave him a standing ovation.
Well, I guess it's because it's acceptable to solicit sex for money from women, but not from men, if you're a man. Now, have you seen, I hate to say it this way, but have you seen some of the women who sell themselves, say, on Colfax? None of that is acceptable. Actually, none of it's acceptable, because prostitution is against the law. So you're right. Why does David Vitter get a pass, and Larry Craig does not? And where are all the beacons and all the moral guardians, such as Mr. Dobson and others, in regards to David Vitter? I've been asking this now since the whole Vitter thing started. Where are they? Christy? Hello, do we lose her? Well, maybe I said something that offended her. I can't understand men who do that, gay or otherwise, gay or straight. I mean, you could make a case that prostitution should be legalized, that should not be a crime, that there shouldn't be a crime if consenting adults want to hook up and if they want to make monetary arrangements to do so. However, we have a couple of things going on. We have a public health issue here through sexually transmitted diseases. Well, you don't hear her talking, do you? So we have that issue. And then we also have the issue that as long as it is illegal, why is one guy, David Vitter, given a pass and Larry Craig is not? Why is that happening? Well, here's one thing I could figure, and I would throw this up to Christy. Mr. Vitter is accused. There have been people who have come forward and named him. But Larry Craig signed a plea agreement indicating he was guilty. So that would make the difference, but basically people are just these moral police who are used to coming after all the rest of us for all of our alleged sins. They're just extremely quiet. Christy, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, you're back.
Was it something I said?
I thought it was something I said to you. Okay, I was making the point here about this, that one of the differences between Vitter and what are the differences between Vitter and Larry Craig? Are you there? Do we lose her again? Oh. Okay. It's going to be one. Are you there?
I'm here.
I don't know what's going on in here. We have inexperienced personnel running things.
Gremlins okay. In the system.
All right. Now let me get back to what I was saying.
Yes.
Okay. One of the differences is that Vitter's been accused, but he did, though, didn't he? Because he stood up and he said, he gave the mea culpa speech.
Right.
But Craig signed that, he signed that, that guilty plea.
You know what I think that the real problem is also?
Hmm.
Even bigger hypocrisy than we even knew we were talking about. First of all, you've got the obvious double standard, and it's been around since... Who was that guy who said that he could get elected as long as no one found him with either a live boy or a dead girl? So there's always been that sort of double standard between the men and women thing. But also think about this. David Vitter's governor is a Democrat. You bump him and the Democrat gets to set the rules. Larry Craig's governor is a Republican. So I think it goes even beyond just morality hypocrisy. I think they're playing games with political strategy, which to me is worse. You know, they're gauging their moral outrage and vitriol based on what it can get them seat-wise in Congress.
Yeah. You know, good point. And that probably is very, very true because they're probably looking at all of that. They're also, you've got to know, they're also looking at re-election chances, too. They want
right.
to hold on to that seat.
And they're all basically crazy homophobes who freak out at the merest whiff of homosexual sex.
Yeah, you know, that's the weirdest thing about it. That's the weirdest thing about it. It's like, I get these emails from people who will say, well, there have been Democrats that have been in trouble and they'll start listing them. Yeah, but you know something? People on the left have a tendency not to sit there and beat on their chests and scream and yell about the way other people lead their lives vis-a-vis their... what goes on in their bedroom or what goes on in their sex lives. And people on the right make a continuous, you know, they have a cottage industry going on this.
Right. They really do. They sell, they make a lot of money.
I mean,
on stirring up the hate.
Yeah, here's an example. I've got this somewhere. Hang on a second. I'm going to find it. Here it is. Because I wanted to bring it up here today. And this is really true. This is the second time I've seen this go on in the media. This is where media matters. NBC's Myers Advanced Values Voters Myth cited Tony Perkins during a report on the fallout from Senator Larry Craig's guilty plea for misdemeanor disorderly conduct. NBC's Lisa Myers reported that Tony Perkins said value voters have lost faith in the Republican Party and warns the Republican Party had better be sure their members are living up to their pro-family rhetoric. In doing so, Myers joined other media figures in advancing the myth that social conservatives are more concerned with values than other voters. Where do they get that crap?
They just made it up, pulled it out of absolute thin air.
But it shows, but recent events show that's not even true.
It's not true at all, no. Voters want honesty. And the thing is, Larry Craig's not in trouble because he's a closeted gay man. Larry Craig is in trouble because he was soliciting sex in a bathroom at the airport.
I know.
And don't you think, this is my own personal theory, but don't you think that a lot of these closeted gay Republicans would be a lot happier with themselves and not be quite so filled with self-loathing if just once they had sex in like a nice bedroom with 800 count thread sheets?
Yes, I think so.
Instead of in like an airport bathroom. Of course you hate yourself. You're having sex in a bathroom. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. I've often thought that. Wouldn't they be happier if they did it someplace a little bit more accommodating?
Exactly. Go to the Marriott. It's nice there. It's pretty. You can have wine.
Yeah, and then we got the spinoff topic too, which I just gotta insert this really, really quickly, and that's the Tucker Carlson thing on MSNBC. I'm sure you saw that.
Oh, where he told that delightful yet charming story about the time he and his buddy gay-bashed a guy in the bathroom?
Yeah, that he got approached by this guy when he was a teenager in some park in Washington, D.C. So when Joe Scarborough asked him about what he did, he said, well, I'm paraphrasing. Well, I got a buddy, and we came back and smashed his head against the toilet stall.
And the worst thing about that story is Tucker's gleefully talking about, you know, beating up a gay man in the bathroom. And Joe Scarborough and I think it was Dan Abrams was on also.
And they're
were
laughing.
Cracking up like it was sick. I mean, they almost had to gasp for breath. They were laughing so hard at the image of, you know, Tucker doing a little gay bashing in his spare time as a teen.
Well, I think the image of Tucker doing anything physically is funny. I mean, you know, really. And on top of that, he's a puss because he has to go out and get, like, some other guy to go back with him. Why doesn't he just do it himself?
Tucker had to go round up his posse.
Yeah, right.
The bow tie mafia. My God.
I mean,
but it was
God.
Just sort of sick. I mean...
Well, of course it was sick, but how does this guy get up and go to work every day after he makes statements like that?
I don't know. Maybe the tie does cut off a little bit of oxygen to the brain so he doesn't realize that that's just a nasty statement. I usually like Tucker. I usually think Tucker's an okay guy, but I saw that and was like, It was that, plus they were laughing so hard. It was just creepy.
Jesus, he married?
Tucker's married, yeah.
I wonder what his wife thinks about him.
I have no idea. No idea.
Tucker will protect me after all. He gets his friends and goes out and beats up gay people when they come on to him. Well, that's the same thing with the Matthew Shepard situation.
Well, right. I mean, can you imagine if Tucker was like, and yeah, then we took him out and hit him with a bat. Like, come on. Back it up there, Tucker.
Oh, jeez. That is like, you know.
Glad you saw that. That made my head explode this week.
Well, it did me too, but here's the upside of it. You want to know what the upside of it is?
What's the upside?
Tucker has no ratings.
Oh, and he's a bad dancer, if you remember.
Right, so nobody actually saw that. Okay,
that's true.
It's 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey. Christy Harvey with the Center for American Progress. Thank you. I'll direct the show. We got to talk about this because I didn't do as much as I should have on it, but I really didn't know what to say about it.
What's
because
that?
It's so sad, and I'm so floored at the way things have turned out. The Katrina anniversary.
I
didn't do it as a I didn't know what to say about it.
Well, I think that I thought that it was very interesting that the Katrina anniversary came at the same time as all of those new census numbers. You know, you've got on one TV screen, if you've got a couple screens in your office like we do here, you've got one screen with President Bush with a big grin on his face, and he's going to the two places in Louisiana that have actually been rebuilt, and he's shaking hands with Ray Nagin, and it's all a big party. And then on the other TV screen, there's news that the new Census Bureau says that blacks have fallen into poverty even more, and that nobody has any health care. And 600,000 new children have fallen into having no health care. And no one, of course, brings up the fact that President Bush, when he's not down celebrating the anniversary of Katrina, is trying to stop kids from getting health care by putting all those nasty, nasty policies in place to make it harder for kids to get SCHIP, which is that government program that gives them health care.
Right.
So I thought that was sort of an interesting juxtaposition, and that's what my takeaway of it was. Because like you, I wasn't quite sure what we were celebrating or commemorating, and it was just very sad. But I don't know. You remember we were friends back when Katrina happened, and
well, I mean, the whole
we were
thing.
Like, thank goodness that people are actually the one shred of silver lining is that people are finally paying attention to poverty, finally paying attention to the fact that there is this complete other America out there where people don't have food, cars, houses. You know, it's this desperately poor section, and that lasted for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, the whole thing is like, you know, if you listen to that tape, I was making this point earlier in the morning. If you listen to that tape that was released of the detective and Larry Craig, and they're going through the whole interview process, and in frustration at the end, the police officer, the guy says, well, no wonder the country's going down the tubes.
Right.
See, there's so many people who feel that way. Well, can you blame them for feeling that way? Because look at New Orleans. Look at what went on in Mississippi. Haley Barber should be investigated. And look at New Orleans and what a mess the town is.
Right.
It's like this government can't get anything done, and it can't get anything done because the people who are operating it don't like it.
Right, and not only don't like it, they are there to, A, destroy it, and, B, pick up whatever shreds they can to either line their own pockets or line their own power struggles. And so it's not only that they don't like government, they're really bad at it on top of that. So it's just a huge disgrace. But
it is, and it's sad, so I don't know what... I'd love to talk to people in the GOP. I'd love to talk to Republicans. I'd like to ask them, okay, here it is. And it's now the anniversary of all this whole thing, and what's been done?
Right, and when President Bush kept saying, we will rebuild New Orleans, my question was, when?
You know what he should have done? He should have moved the White House there.
Oh, that would have been good. Thank goodness you're not on his press team, because that would have been very powerful, Jay. I'm glad you're on the side of light and truth and not one of them.
Well,
that's a good idea.
That's what I would have done.
I had something else coming back a little bit to the Craig thing that I wanted to ask if you had seen. You've probably seen this, but did you hear about the new Ted Haggard play for money?
Oh, yeah, that was all over the news here. Can you believe that?
And it turns out that the group he wanted you to filter to launder your tax donation through was headed by a guy on the registered sex offender list?
Yeah, Well, once again, where
I
are
saw
we?
That and I was like, I'm dying to hear Jay's take
well,
on this.
Where are we? Once again, moral family values. Okay, Lisa Myers and David Gregory and the rest of you who always constantly go, and so what do the value voters think? We go to Tony Perkins. Yeah, okay, I guess Ted Haggard is a values voter.
Right, and Tony Perkins is creepy, too. He's the guy that they caught on tape a few years ago with James Dobson yelling about how they couldn't control the Senate and yelling, don't they know who got them there? Don't they know who gave them those seats? And he's also the guy, I hate him personally, because he's the guy who sent me all that gay porn that time. Do you remember that? I was working at the Wall Street Journal, and I was researching a guy named Hormel was going to be the first gay ambassador to Luxembourg, and Tony Perkins was personally trying to stop it. And I was doing research on the struggle between the quote-unquote values voters and this very qualified man who wanted to be the ambassador to Luxembourg, and Tony Perkins personally sent me three giant three-ring folders filled with gay porn.
Did you call the cops?
Oh, I was horrified.
Did you call the postmaster general?
I was like, am I supposed to? What do I do with this? There's a gay porn coloring book here.
Oh.
I have no idea what this has to do with anything, but no, I called my mom. I was like, Mom, Tony Perkins sent me porn.
Why don't you? That's illegal.
Isn't
you
it?
Send that through the mail. You get busted for that. They bust people all the time for that.
No, he sent it by bike messenger.
That's still illegal.
I was like, oh, you poor bike messenger. Thanks. Here's an extra big tip, I guess, for delivering my porn. I don't know. It was horrifying.
Well, maybe the bike messenger and Larry Craig know each other.
passing
through Minneapolis.
That's why I hate Family Values Tony Perkins, because it was really skeevy.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. All right. Let's see if we've got time to squeeze two more in here very quickly.
Great.
Bush wants $50 billion more for Iraq. Come on. We're spending $30 billion a week there. Okay. When is Congress going to stand up and tell this man no more? I swear he's got a screw loose.
Did you hear the rumor that General Gates was completely surprised by the request?
Yes,
and was
that
like,
he had to
what?
Yes, that he had to read it in the paper.
I thought, okay, here's the deal. Shouldn't you really coordinate your war strategy with, the Secretary of Defense? That, to me, just was really striking of how dysfunctional it's gotten. But you should check out, we've got a new report here at the center on how exactly, there's all the talk about how to redeploy, and everyone's saying, oh, we've got to get everybody out in 3 months, and everybody's going to be shot at, and it's going to be awful, or, oh, it's going to take 10 years and cost billions of dollars. And the center actually sat down, it's a pretty good report, and figured out how to do it. They talked to military experts, and you can do it in 12 months and get all the important equipment home, get everybody out of there safely, and, you don't need that extra $50 billion to fight on the side of no one in this increasingly violent civil war.
And I believe Lawrence Korb had something to do with that, did he not?
Yes, I love Larry Korb.
Yes,
he
I do, too.
He talked to me about the Yankees.
He's a great guy.
Such a good guy. But, yeah he's genius when it comes to this stuff. And he's one of the experts that, talked to all the other experts and figured out exactly how to do it. Because that's the thing. Nobody in this government is actually planning for anything.
No, there's no planning whatsoever.
It's just all political, and let's just throw a bunch of money at it, but no strategy. Let's just hope that money fixes.
Yeah, we're in for dark days ahead on this, and
September's going to be interesting.
I've been trying to get people to mobilize now and get in contact with the representatives and our senators to tell them no on the $50 billion. Okay, one more. We have a new member of the Republican Party elite.
Yes.
It's Leona Helmsley's dog, who was left $12 million by Leona Helmsley.
It is so sad when a Maltese can buy and sell me.
I mean, on one hand, I can see it because we have that kind of relationship with our pets.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, what happens to the money after the dog goes to the doggy house in the sky?
Well, and it was just mean. I mean, my beloved dog, Seabree, was perfectly happy if you throw a tennis ball at her. She was joyful for weeks. What's a dog? That was just a slap in the face at the two grandkids who got not a cent. It was just mean, but I guess that buys a lot of fancy feaster. I guess that's for cats. It buys a lot of good dog food.
Buys a lot of Purina.
Did you see, though, that the dog has its own chef?
Yes.
And must be hand-fed?
Yes. How disgusting.
One of her servants actually sued her because the dog bit her so much during the hand feedings that she had nerve damage.
Yeah, well.
That's when you know that your priorities are a little off.
The dog will be showing up with Wayne Allard and President Bush in a public appearance soon, trust me.
I swear it's going to be one of those pioneers.
Yeah, exactly. Christy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jay.
Really appreciate it. Apologize for the technical problems,
hey.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Okay.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Right here on AM 760, a progressive talk, I get so many people who come up to me and they say, "Oh, fall, it's my favorite time of the year." I always grimace a little bit and say, "What do you mean?" Because from fall becomes winter. Now, I don't know how much snow we're going to get next year. I have no clue. Or this coming winter, I should say. I have no clue. But if you don't want to get caught like you did last winter, then you need an all-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive vehicle. And there's only one place to go. It's Rocky's Autos. Actually, Rocky's Autos is the place to go for whatever vehicle you want. First of all, you can check out their gigantic inventory of clean, late model, previously driven cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs at rockysautos.com. Second of all, they got various ways to finance. They have the matching down incentive, which will also help you out. And they got great folks working there like Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Fred Labrato, Julia's out there, Adolph, Juan, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays. The list of people out there is just, they're just great people. That's exactly what they are. They're great people, and they're great people. In other words, they're not going to take advantage of you, and they do care. And why do they have this kind of an attitude? Because they've learned over the long haul that in order to stay in business and in order to build a reputation, you have to be good and you got to be fair with people. They've been around, been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And, yeah, they'll be open Labor Day, too, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So if you're looking for four-wheel, all-wheel, whatever it is you're looking for, family, yourself, it doesn't make any difference. Hey, save yourself some bucks and get in touch with some really good people. Get out to Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the Lost Cat Magnet. Just turn it on, and Lost Cat stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff, too. But remember, don't do a Lost Cat Magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Your name means a lot to you, but in the wrong hands, it can mean more to someone else. With Wachovia, if your identity is ever stolen, dedicated fraud specialists will work with you one-on-one to help recover any lost funds. And they'll stick with you until your identity is restored. Protecting your good name. Another feature of Wachovia Free Checking. Stop by, call 800-WACHOVIA or visit Wachovia.com. Are you with Wachovia?
Free checking is for personal accounts only. Wachovia Bank, N.A. and Wachovia Bank of Delaware, N.A. Members FDIC.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good Friday morning, Jay. 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 91. Jay Marvin along here. See ya Monday between 4 and 7. I'll be sitting in for Randy Rhodes at the Taste of Colorado. We'll be broadcasting live. Come by. Say hello. Be part of the show. Randy's going to take the day off. So, I'll do it. So, I'm going to do this show and her show, too. And we'll be out there, and we'd love to touch base with you. So, open phones. Let's go to Kathleen on a cell phone. Kathleen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Hey, really good thing with Christy.
Oh, I know. I love her.
It's just wonderful to hear from her. I used to listen to her on Al Frank, and it's just nice to hear her voice again.
Yeah, she's great.
Oh, my God. And you did a great stuff with her. I just wanted to let you know that there were technical problems at the beginning of the piece, and you said something that just made me call instantly. And, you know, it's like what you do is such an intangible to us out here in audience land. It's like we just assume you're going to give us a product. It's invisible. It comes. And maybe that's what's inured the American public to think that they can have so much for so little. Maybe it's a symptom of it. But I really want you to know that the buck, technical buck stops with you. To hear that new person could have caused the technical problem.
The technical buck does not stop with me. You are demonstrating in front of God, the universe, if there is a God, and all these listeners, you are demonstrating that you have no idea how the inner workings of this work. It is not...
I used to work at a radio studio.
Well, ma'am, did you work at a talk station?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did? What talk station?
I worked at KTLK.
All right, if you worked at KTLK, then tell me, who controls the technical aspects of the station?
Well, actually, it's the director.
The technical director? Really, in all the years in this business, I've never heard them called a technical director.
Well, there's the producer.
Yeah, my producer's not here.
Okay, so maybe
Who would it be? Since you worked at KTLK, please enlighten us, and since you're going to give me a lecture on how to do radio, and I would venture to say... I would venture to say that I probably worked in a lot bigger markets than you have, but you can tell me...
I'm sure that's true.
I know it's true. You can tell me... Who operates the show? Who runs the show?
You do.
No, wrong.
Well, you know, see, that's the problem.
No,
the audience believes it's you.
I don't care. I don't need a programming lecture. Lecture from you. And, you know, if you want to give me a programming lecture, then I suggest you become the program director or the operations director, and then I suggest you fire me. Jeez. You're going to lecture me. Oh, okay, I get it, because you worked at KTLK at one time. Okay, Kathleen, we're shocked. All your major market experience. I've worked at radio stations, my dear. I've worked at radio stations whose public address system had more listeners than KTLK. Okay, thanks. 836, 36 minutes after the hour, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. That multi-car wreck finally cleared off to the right shoulder, southbound I-25 at 20th Street. So we're still shaking loose through there. You're going to see some delays as you hit I-70 down to Spear. We also had a crash eastbound C-470 at University that's causing stop-and-go conditions now across Littleton. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine, afternoon clouds and showers, high of 90. Right now it's sunny and 70. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Your future arrives September 6th. The E3 Job Fair is where you can connect with over 120 great employees.
Pep Boys has a very simple request to make of you through Labor Day. Stop at Pep Boys. Then you can stop your car in the manner to which you've become accustomed. With a quality pro-stop brake service by our ASE-certified technicians, just $79.99. Save $20 after mail-in rebate at Pep Boys. And if you see change as a good thing, how about a Pennzoil conventional oil change free when you apply for the Pep Boys credit card? So, quick review. Stop and change through Labor Day. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet this holiday season. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker on Saturday, September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota Arapaho in Centennial. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, little snowflakes, and more. Auditions are September 8th, 9 a.m. at Go Toyota near Arapaho and Havana in Centennial. Get all the details at DenverNutcracker.com.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Blades of Glory, Year of the Dog, Red Road, or Offside. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 51,000 titles. The video station in Boulder.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Labor Day Serta mattress event is going on this Thursday through Monday at Sam's Club. Experience super Serta savings on all mattresses all weekend long and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. You'll save money and sleep easier.
Try a Serta mattress with a comfort test demonstration at Sam's Club, Saturday through Monday only.
Divers is Boulder County's premier dive center, equipped with their own heated dive pool, and there's never been a better time to get your PADI certification. Ocean First Divers has specials on all of their training courses, from open water through instructor, as well as continuing education, like advanced open water and enriched air training. Ocean First Divers is located at 30th and Bluff Street, next to the Steel Yards. Go online at oceanfirstdivers.com to check out their carbon offset program.
Sick of being broke? Do you daydream about being rich? You're more likely to be a millionaire if you own your own business. To learn how, listen to Startup Story with your host, Rob McNeely, 3 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. What's your story?
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Side chance thunderstorms, high today 91. And it's good to have you along. Whew. Boy. I do my best to control my temper, but that last call. You know, Kathleen, get in touch with the operations director if you have a complaint. Okay, I got to talk to you about something. Well, first of all, let me read you this, because Sean sent this to me. Now, this is pretty interesting. We were talking about Ted Nugent. I was talking about Ted Nugent. Okay, check this out. This is from Sean J. I heard your segment on Nugent earlier and wanted to point out his hypocrisy. After Rage Against the Machine called for the current administration to be hung and tried and shot, Nugent proclaimed that Zach De La Rocha should be arrested for such comments, yet he is threatening senators publicly. And he got Sean Hannity's support. And Sean Jay sent me a link to this. Here's the other thing. And Sean, thank you for that. Here's the other thing. And I really want to know your opinion about this, too. Because I don't really know what to do about this. We've been talking about Ted Nugent telling Barack Obama to go suck the gun barrel of a machine gun, and the disparaging and nasty and threatening statements that he's made. And he's playing the State Fair in Pueblo, and that's September the 3rd, which is only a couple of days away. And we called the State Fair office and never got a return call. Nobody ever called to talk to us about any of this, or even to explain to us, which in turn would be explaining to you, why Nugent was booked into this and why they think that it's appropriate to have this kind of a guy at a taxpayer-sponsored event, which I assume that the state fair is. Somebody inside the state fair, and I am not going to say who it is because they didn't give me their name. Somebody inside the state fair gave me, and I'm not going to name this guy's name either because I don't know if he's truly in control of this or not, but somebody gave me his name, the guy who's in control of the state fair, plus, that's not all, his phone number. Now, question is, would it be unethical for me to dial the number and use it? Or should I go ahead and do it? Now, I can't do it today. And chances are I won't get them on Monday morning because it's Labor Day. But I certainly could wheel around on Tuesday morning and do it and get a hold of him and ask him who made the decision, who pays for all of this, what the story is. So, question is, the number's been leaked to me. Question is, do I use it or do I not? I also have the number for the guy's assistant. This is his direct phone number. 303-713-7600. Use the number or don't use the number. Is it unethical to use it or is it ethical to take the number, use it, call this guy, ask him, one, why nobody would call us back. Ask him, two, why, well, forget that nobody will call us back thing. Ask him why it is that a guy who makes these kinds of pronouncements is booked into a state fair in Pueblo. I find that to be really interesting. No state legislators say anything about it. Nobody raises any kind of hell. But I'll guarantee you something. If this were the Dixie Chicks or it were Rage Against the Machine or Steve Earle or somebody along those lines, you don't think somebody would say something? You don't think somebody would make a comment? They most certainly would make a comment. We would never hear the end of it. As a matter of fact, there would be calls for the head of the state fair to resign. You've seen and you've heard this stuff over and over again, and you've heard it going on over and over and over again. So, do I call this guy or do I not? 303-713-7600. Do I do it? Even though I didn't obtain the number by getting it myself, somebody inside the state fair organization tipped me off and gave it to me. So I could do the witch hunt thing, you know, the electronic lynch mob thing, and call the guy up. But there's a part of me that feels like that's not ethical. But I think there are legitimate questions here about why Mr. Nugent is here. Not because we're a desire to stifle free speech. That's not it. The reasoning here is that this guy made threatening comments towards Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. And if you took their names out, you stuck Bush and you stuck Cheney in there, all hell would break loose. And you remember the couple who went to the Bush thing here a couple of years ago and had the bumper sticker on their car and got ejected. Remember that? I'd also like to know why it is that Ted Nugent's never been investigated by the Secret Service. I'm actually thinking about calling them on Tuesday as well. I'm thinking about doing both. Because why is this guy here? And it's not a matter of stifling free speech, but as a taxpayer in this state, and maybe you feel the same way, as a taxpayer in this state, I don't want to foot the bill for this. Even if that concert sells out and makes money, I don't want to foot the bill to bring that guy in. I don't want him performing under the auspices of the state. And there's something about the ultra-right where they react and they get together on this stuff real, real, I mean, they're on this. And we who sit in the middle or have a tendency to lean a little bit to the left, we don't get quite as crazy. we kind of let things go. Well, don't you kind of believe it's time for us to speak up and let our feelings be known? And also the idea that nobody from the state fair would call us back, which in turn we would put them on the air so you would know the answer. Let's go to Doug in Summit County. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, but you're totally wrong. This is, he's doing, his last five concerts are PG-13. And he has a right to say what he wants to say when he's on stage, just like all the Flamin' Libs do, too. And but you don't sit there and run everybody else down when they accept their Oscars and they run down the President of the United States and they run down this country. So, you know, that.
Wait a minute. How do you know I don't?
Well, I listen to you. And then, you know, sometimes you make some sense. And then the next time.
First of all,
sometimes you really make sense.
Hold on.
And I'd listen to you more than any other liberal talk radio station. But, then you go off on your tangents, and I don't understand.
All right, well, can I answer, and you'll understand?
Okay, you go ahead and answer.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're so sarcastic.
Well, what do you expect? Oh, he's gone. All right, well, so much for GOP reach out. Doug, if you're still hanging in there, first of all, I don't think that folks going off at the Oscars is an appropriate setting for having done that. But there's a difference there. What's the difference? All right, Ted, I'll tell you what the difference is. That's a private organization on a broadcast network run by a private company. That's not a government entity. The state fair is a government entity. That means that the state fair should be all-inclusive. Now, I don't care if Mr. Nugent's last four concerts were PG-13, 14, or 10. I'm a taxpayer. There are a lot of other taxpayers out there. We have the absolute right to say no. Not with our money and not on our property. And you want to use divisive terms like libs, and you want to get into all that. All that shows is that you spend a lot of time listening to Limbaugh and Hannity and people like that. That's all that shows. And that doesn't accomplish anything. That accomplishes nothing. That doesn't get you anywhere, and it doesn't strengthen your argument. It only weakens it. And let me point out that you guys on the right have had a huge history of acting up on this kind of stuff. As a matter of fact, you never met censorship you didn't like or love. So you guys are the last guys to ever call here or anywhere else and lecture any of us or go after any of us over the topic of free speech. Because you'd like to throw professors out of universities. You'd like to throw teachers out of elementary schools, high schools. You'd like to stop anybody in public from making anything that runs counter to anything that you believe. That's not a generalization. There are examples of that. And that's why we've had to go to court continuously, Ted, because I would dare to say you probably can't read the First Amendment. But you're welcome to your opinion. You're welcome to call up here anytime. And you'll get as good as you give. And so you want to call me a lib and you want to, you know, come up with a tood, then yeah, you're right. I'm going to answer you back a little bit with a tood. You want to call me like an adult? You want to deal with me like an adult? Then, how about this? We'll deal with each other as adults. Because, Teddy, I'm not scared of you. You have a right to your opinion. I value it. But you are not going to push me around. Or anybody else here. You got it, Ted? Okay. 851, traffic with Gina.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride. For the Buffs, join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 9th for the 5th annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer County and enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to AM760.net.
Thanks, Jay. It's been a pretty tough morning for traffic. We've still tried to deal with some issues on the highways, including that crash eastbound C-470 at University, so expect to hit those delays right around Santa Fe if you're coming through Littleton. They cleared the one southbound 25 at 20th, but traffic is still very sluggish between I-70 and Spear, and we still have southbound 225 barely sluggish between Yosemite and I-25. Weather outlook today looks like it'll be a beautiful morning, but we'll get some more of those afternoon clouds and showers today with a high of 90. Tonight, quick passing thunder shower, then clearing out with a low of 59, and looks like tomorrow will be sunny and warm. Right now, it's sunny and 70. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Today's the day to be ready for class. It's the JCPenney Back to School Blowout. All day Friday and Saturday, get super hot buys. 50% off our entire stock of juniors, jeans, and cords from Arizona. 50% off girls' dresses and coordinates. And 70% off American Tourister Glenbrook six-piece luggage sets. Plus, take an extra 15% off regular and sale prices with your JCPenney card. The JCPenney Back to School Blowout. This Friday and Saturday. JCPenney. Every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 1st.
I love the Comcast Triple Play, especially Comcast Digital Voice. Because for just one price, I call whoever I want anywhere in the country and talk as much as I want. And that's a lot.
That's a lot of speed. Comcast high-speed internet is up to four times faster than 1.5 meg DSL. My whole online experience has changed. Downloads are faster, pages load faster. Nothing compares.
Nothing compares to watching my favorite movies and shows on my schedule whenever I want. Because I have on-demand with Comcast Digital Cable.
The Comcast Triple Play with high-speed internet.
Digital voice and digital cable.
Get all three for just $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. One company, one bill, three great services. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order the Comcast Triple Play. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Available to new customers only with subscription to all three services. After 1 year, regular monthly rates apply. Service is not available in all areas. Speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Call Comcast for details.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. Go will take deductions for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle. Offers not valid on damaged vehicles. How do you get from zero to 120 in record time? Go to Go. Announcing the Go 120% trade-in events. This week only, Go will purchase your trade for up to 120% of book trade-in value. That's up to 120% of what the book says your trade-in's worth. No games, no gimmicks. You'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Go Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from 0 to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Your trade may never be worth more than it will be this week during the Go 120% trade-in events at 17 Go showrooms in Denver alone. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com. Light screen. Go!
You know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Oh, yeah, some tall. A little bungle in the jungle. All right, Reed. 8:56, 56 minutes after the hour. Slight chance thunderstorms. High today, 91. We'll talk about graphic novels and adult comics. Coming up next, but right now, I was talking about Ted Nugent at the State Fair. And here's Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. What's up?
Hey, Jay. I wanted to respond to, what was his name, Ted, the guy who just called?
Oh, yeah, Ted.
Yeah. Ted, you're a moron.
It's
because
Stop.
Of people... Hey, I'm sorry, Jay, but, you know, you got to call him when you see him. And It's because of people like Ted that this country is in the state it's in. It's because of people like Ted that George Bush is here for another 4 years after he proved abundantly in the first 4 years that he was unqualified for that job. And it's because of people like Ted that George Bush can walk into the Oval Office every day of the week and give the American people the finger. And I saw that documentary, Shut Up and Sing, and I saw, sorry about the noise, I saw what people like Ted did to the Dixie Chicks. And as far as I'm concerned, we are entitled to fire back at people like Ted Nugent with everything we've got.
Yeah, I agree. And, of course, it's funny that Theodore left that out, isn't it?
Yeah, he certainly conveniently did. And so I think, you know, Ted Nugent, especially, Jay, after I found out what you said yesterday about him doing such a public display of getting out of the draft back in the day, and he has the gall to stand there and act like this macho right-wing warmonger on stage and support the Bush administration, it's ludicrous. I mean, he's got a lot of gall shooting at, you know, defenseless animals, but apparently he doesn't have the balls to shoot at somebody who can shoot back. You know, I'm disgusted, Jay.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. It's crazy. And, see, here's the thing. Let me tell you this quickly before I get into the news. Ron, you know something? These people need, and we need to do it too. Forget libs, forget conserve, forget all that. It's America, man. Let's work this stuff out. Let's work it out and stop being irrationally crazy.
Right on.
All right, Ron. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Graphic novels and comics.
Ooh. You have any under your bed?
We'll talk about it coming up.
How did Alan Combs get his start? What does Tom Hartman look like? What's on the Jay Replay today? The answer is at your fingertips.
Become a Progressive Club member. Watch Jay's Video of the Week.
And listen to live streaming.
Brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
On AM760.net.
Do you owe money to the IRS? You're not alone. Millions of people owe back taxes, but now you can resolve your tax debt once and for all. Just call Effectua for a free consultation. 1-800-700-4318.
I had a $9,000 tax liability that Effectua negotiated down to only $500.
Effectua is a national firm with over 100 years of IRS collections experience on staff and insider knowledge of how the IRS works. So don't go it alone. Call the experts.
I owed back payroll taxes of $75,000. After calling Effectua, they dealt with the IRS, and I was able to concentrate on growing my business and raising my family.
Effectua helped me resolve a tax problem that I'd been burdened with for about 10 years. Effectua was a lifesaver for me.
Call Effectua now to see how easily your tax debt can be taken care of. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-700-4318. That's 1-800-700-4318.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. President Bush is about to announce a new federal help plan for hard-pressed mortgage holders. He'll unveil a series of regulatory moves, proposed legislation, and stepped-up enforcement of predatory lending laws, all aimed at saving the American dream for thousands of borrowers. Good news, according to Walter Maloney at the National Association of Realtors.
This is helping to correct a problem of people who were taken advantage of and are now hurting through no fault of their own.
This morning, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the Fed will protect the national economy from the credit crunch, but he stopped short of signaling any interest rate cut. Bernanke says the Fed won't bail out investors who made bad decisions. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
Well, in a couple of hours, President Bush will be briefed on the Iraq War when he visits the Pentagon. Let's go live to the White House and CBS's Mark Noller.
2 weeks before he reports to Congress about the situation in Iraq, President Bush will be meeting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff in their secure conference room known as the Tank. Just yesterday, Mr. Bush told NHK of Japan that he believes the surge of U.S. troops in Iraq has produced many successes, but an independent commission established by Congress is reported ready to recommend that the Iraqi National Police Force be overhauled to purge it of corrupt cops and Shiite militants. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Knoller, CBS News.
With the pressure building, embattled Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig reportedly is weighing his political future. We're live in Washington with CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein.
Nick Craig is reportedly thinking about resigning. That's what Republican Party leaders are saying. And Patrick O'Connor at Politico says it could come as early as today or this weekend. O'Connor has been hearing.
They were actually drafting statements asking him to resign yesterday, which is very rare in the collegial Senate, and that they have since decided not to release those because they've gotten word that the senator himself is considering his own resignation.
Such a move would bring great relief to many Republicans here. Live in Washington, Howard Arenstein, CBS News.
In Polk County, Iowa.
I'm anticipating an influx of same-sex couples applying for marriage licenses simply because it's never been offered to them before.
County Recorder Julie Haggerty, the day after a county judge ruled the state's ban on same-sex marriages is unconstitutional. A legislative leader says he will see that a new law is passed. The documents have just been released revealing that for several years after the death of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., his wife Coretta was the target of FBI spying. The agency was worried she would link the civil rights movement with those opposed to the war in Vietnam. A close associate of the King's, Andrew Young, says there was never anything to hide.
Part of our theory of nonviolence is that we were perfectly transparent.
Now checking Wall Street at this hour, stocks are up, the Dow 102 points, the NASDAQ 22. This is CBS News.
Hey, Mr. Opportunity again, and if you're hearing my voice, that can mean only one thing. It's Honda clearance time. So, say it with me. Lucky you, because that means it's your chance to pick an Accord, a Civic, an Odyssey, or any other Honda you want for a deal that's very sweet. And even though this is summertime, you might want to put a little spring in your step because I don't hang around forever. Hey, it's your money. I'm just trying to save you some of it. The 2007 Honda Clearance. I'm Mr. Opportunity. I'm back. And I'm knocking. Clearance ends September 3rd.
REI's huge Labor Day sale is the place to be seen. So what else is in right now? Glad you asked. Coasting through life, out. Pedaling through life, in. Three-person hikes, in. Three-person dinner dates, out. Awkward. Sand in your sea kayak, in. Sand in your swim shorts, out.
Ooh, painful.
The outdoors are in. And during REI's huge Labor Day sale, August 24th through September 3rd, you can save up to 30% on gear to get out there. So stop in or visit REI.com. REI, out is in.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Colorado's alleged Democratic Senator Ken Salazar says that independent report on progress in Iraq will play an important role in the upcoming debate in Congress. That report by the GAO is on track to conclude that at least 13 of the 18 benchmarks judging the Iraqi government's performance have not been met. The Army has finally turned over 3,000 pages of documents that were sought by a group opposing the proposed expansion of the military's Pinyon Canyon training site. Opponents of expanding that training area in southeast Colorado fear the Army will use eminent domain to force ranchers and families to sell their land. And thefts of copper and other metals have become commonplace around the U.S., but an incident yesterday resulted in a major water leak. Arapahoe County cops say the theft of 2-inch copper irrigation pipes in East Dry Creek Road resulted in a huge break of a water main. South Metro Fire Units responded, had to get help to shut those lines down. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, I-25 just giving us a lot of trouble this morning. We got a brand new wreck now. It's on the northbound side of I-25, just north of the Greenland exit. So be prepared for that. If you're headed through that monument area, we're going to see some slowing there from Greenland to County Line. Heavier traffic as well on eastbound lanes of C-470 through Littleton from an earlier crash. Other than that, looks like we're seeing a lot of recovery around the metro area. Weather outlook today looks like we'll have a beautiful morning with lots of sunshine tonight, or this afternoon, actually.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or
pay for.
And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms high today, 91. Jay Marvin along with you. Okay, now let me see how we can figure out how to do this. Okay, everybody who's in here. Okay, see that little red button right there? Okay. You too. That little red button? Okay, you want to talk on the radio? Push that button. Push it now. Everybody on?
We're on.
Say test.
Test.
Okay.
Test.
Now, be aware of something. If you're going to say something you don't want the whole world to hear, turn that button off. Okay? I just want to warn you. All right. We're going to talk about graphic novels. We're going to talk about comic books. And we've got three really talented artists in here. One of them I know, because he came to the 11th hour screening, and also we had been emailing back and forth, and that's Stan Yan. So, Stan, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Okay, and victim number two.
I am Tanya Higgins. I do a webcomic called Beta Pwned.
Oh, good, cool. And?
My name is Lonnie Allen, and I do publish some mini-comics, and I also have a website with webcomics at datagraphics.com.
All right. When I was growing up, like a gazillion 100 million years ago, and I was talking about this earlier this morning between 6 and 7, comics were a part of every kid's life. And for a lot of us who grew up in Southern California, you know, we went from you know, Archie and Superman and the Green Lantern and all that stuff. And we got into, like, Big Daddy Ed Roth and Rat Fink and the whole Southern California hot rod culture. And then when we got a little older and we started to fool around with things that smelled funny and the rest of it, then we went into Zap Comics and R. Crumb and Gilbert Shelton with Wonder Warthog and all of that kind of stuff.
The good stuff.
Yeah, well, okay, the good stuff. All right, so comics and particularly graphic novels, they seem to be more prevalent today than ever before. Stan?
Well, I think that people are rediscovering the medium. It's taken a long time. I mean, in other countries, I think it's really ingrained in their culture, whereas here, for a long time, it's been seen as kind of a juvenile medium that was meant just for kids. But I think with kind of the explosion of underground comics, or the acceptance of them maybe in the 80s with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that kind of opened the door a little bit to people that are self-publishers, people that are going to print black and white comics and things like that. And maybe Hollywood has taken notice, I don't know. I mean, still most of the movies that come out are superheroes, it seems.
Well, I got to tell all of you one thing. I would give untold amounts of money to have an Ed Roth original. And I had him on the air once and interviewed him. And he sent me an envelope with a little Rat Fink cartoon on the back. And I swear to you, I cannot find it.
Oh.
Can you imagine that?
That's tragic. Oh. That is absolutely tragic.
I mean, is that like the dumbest thing you've ever heard, that I lost that?
Well,
I mean, you could have that money that you talk about. If you were to eBay that, you could find it and eBay it and make a lot of money, probably.
I'd like to just have it to have it.
Yeah.
Tanya, did you go through that as a kid? I mean, did you get hooked into comics when you were a kid? Did it come to you later?
It actually came to me much later. When I was looking mainly through Vertigo, Vertigo Comics, and then started looking into some of the smaller print publications, slave labor graphics, and some of the darker, weirder stuff.
No, so that kind of underground element kind of appealed to you, that outlaw kind of on the edge element?
Absolutely. It was the odd humor, the sadistic intent. It, you didn't find that in any of the mainstream comics, and I couldn't really find it anywhere else. The rest of American culture for teenagers, at least when I was growing up, was pretty vanilla. It was pretty banal, and you could find a lot of the interesting things were in those underground comics, those small time prints, and that's what I dug. That's what I enjoyed.
How about you?
When I was a kid, you know, we didn't have cable TV and stuff like that. Came from a pretty working class family, so comics, you know, they were cheap, and I could, you know, they were so dynamic, the stories and stuff like that, and they were large, and I could read like a bunch of them, you know, in the library and stuff like that, and I never really quit. So it had always been a part of my life, and as I went through different stages in my life, my tastes in comics changed. You know, and as I was getting older and studying literature and stuff like that and discovering, you know, other great works, I was always like, there's always this stigma attached to comics that it's this childish medium. But I always thought to myself, these are great stories and stuff, but, you know, why can't comics make some of these stories? And then I just, you know, as I got older, I was like, well, I can make these stories, you know, and put them in a comics medium. So it was kind of a progression of... You know, I'd see sometimes Saturday morning cartoons, and then I would go out to read the superhero comics. And then after a while of, the, you know, growing those, I moved into the Vertigo, which was about the perfect timing for me because it was geared, I think, you know, more toward, like, teenage angst things. They were darker stories and stuff like that. And then after a while, I went even further in that and got involved in more of the underground comics that had, I thought, you know, a lot more profound and in-depth stories and stuff like that. The artwork wasn't as flashy or colorful, but the stories, you know, that's where the stuff, good stuff is at.
All right, well, how about Frank Miller? I mean, you know, there's the movie 300,
mm-hmm.
and Miller did Batman and Sin City, which was made into a movie. I've got a bunch of Frank Miller at home, and I actually interviewed him once on the air, too. Actually, he called me once when I was on the air. And to me, that stuff, I mean, if I could, you know, get originals of that blown up into big panels, I'd put it on the walls of my house.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you got? What do you guys think of Miller?
I did a parody comic of his. you know, I think Miller... He's very talented artist, and he's dynamic. And when I was a teenager, I loved his comics. But to be honest, I think sometimes they're kind of mired in angst and they're oversimplified. I mean, they're kind of operatic. It's like,
well, that's what I like about them, though. I like that they're mired in angst and they're operatic and they're overblown and emotional, because I'm operatic, overblown and emotional, man. I dig that stuff.
I'm more of a fan of you know, of the subtle and
his stuff's all dark too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. But
he can be dark and not be that subtle.
I'm a huge Frank Miller fan. You know, I unfortunately started reading him with the Sin City graphic novels, and I loved. It has the feel of those old detective novels.
Yeah, well, noir.
The film noir even.
Yeah, noir is great.
The pacing is just brilliant, and I love the simplicity, the blatant simplicity of it.
Yeah, who doesn't dig film noir?
But have you ever read, like, some of the Chandler or, you know, some of the actual 50s crime novels?
Oh, yeah, I've read. I've got every book that Raymond Chandler ever wrote, because he writes about L.A., and I grew up in L.A.
Don't you think, you know, the films kind of simplify that? And unfortunately, I don't think comics have to do that, but I think, like, you look at Sin City, and it's kind of...
Yeah, but it's okay. It's all right. I mean, it doesn't have to be. Because, look, you look at Raymond. Oh, my God, they're on the radio talking about books. Are you sure we don't have the community radio station on here?
Well, maybe we should talk like this.
Yeah, that's right. Raymond Chandler. Okay, but there's Raymond Chandler, but then Dashiell Hammett, who writes very simplistically, and you know, he's kind of, and then there's Chandler, and there's David Goodis, and there's all these guys. To me, these guys are presenting a slice of American life that doesn't really,
exist anymore? Or,
no, it still exists, but it doesn't get portrayed. It doesn't get any play. People don't talk about it. There's another guy, not Goodis. I can't think of his name now. But there's a bunch of those guys out there. I've got most of their books. The guy who wrote the pulp novels, one of them was about the guy who fights roosters and goes for, like, takes a pledge for a year and doesn't talk. I can't think of his name. Yeah, but it's really, and then there's Jim Thompson. You ever read Jim Thompson?
Yes. But I was going to say, with kind of going back to the comics, there are comics that can have that you know, that nuance and to be honest, that intelligence in the writing and still be doing, like, noir stuff. Matt Wagner has this book that, you know, you should check out sometime. It's called Sandman Mystery Theater,
mm-hmm.
and it's set in the 30s and 40s, and it has a pulpish feel to it, but the complexity of the plots and stuff like that, and you know, little hints of social status and how those play and stuff like that are really great.
Okay, here's my deal. I want to... He's looking at me like, you know, okay, what is this guy... I want to smell the cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
I want to taste the grease on the hamburger. Okay? I want that whole late 40s, early 50s kind of dark aesthetic. And I'm into whoever gives it to me the best. And I think Miller does, like, one of the best jobs.
Well, you should check out the same.
Ross, he's gonna fight me on it. All right, look, pal, put it up. Okay.
Yeah, I knew it.
Now let's get it on.
You know what though? Frank Miller is iconography. You know, if you name one of the, like, top five biggest American graphic novelists, his name is gonna pop up. And to some degree, I mean, it's well deserved. He's written some, you know, excellent stories and stuff.
And he's just as a human being, like, he tells me on the air. Oh yeah, I listen to really hardcore country when I illustrate. I go, like, well, what do you mean by that? Oh, you know, like Haggard, and he's telling me about all this stuff, and Buck Owens. I go, I'm thinking to myself, oh man, this dude is, like, so in tune, you know, with reality. So I don't know, but you're right. There's other people out there, and I'm just being too narrow, but he just happens to be one of my favorites.
He is famous though, and you know, I do have to give him credit because I actually grew up not being a comic book reader. Comic strips were what influenced me primarily. But when I did start reading comic books, one of the first things that I read was Frank Miller's Dark Knight. You know.
Yeah, there you go.
Rosie.
Okay. 9:19, 19 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've got Stan Yan with us. Want to plug a website or anything?
Yeah. We're all part of a local creator cooperative called the Squidworks, and our website is squidworks.com.
Okay. And Tanya?
My website is www.betapwned, which is BETAPWNED.com, but you can also find a link to me on the Squidworks.
And you can also find my...
And your name is?
Oh, sorry. My name is Lonnie Allen.
That's what I was going to say. Okay.
And my website, where you can find some of my online comics, is www.datagraphics.com. That's D-A-D-A.
Okay, we're going to talk about the difference between print and the internet coming up here. If there's anybody out there who wants to join in, if you want to join in this conversation about comics, or if we're like the only four comic fools on the planet, I think Reed's into them too. You're into comics, aren't you? Yeah, Reed's into them too. So there's five of us. If we're the only five, that's fine.
I don't think so.
It beats beating up George Bush. And you're talking about the obvious that we have a...
Sometimes you can have both. You can have comics that beat up George Bush.
Well, we'll talk about that, too. yeah. But it beats talking about the fact that we have a psychotic leader. 303-713-7600 if you want to join in the conversation about comics.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Specials during the week and ask them about them. Tuesday, American Classics prior to 1966. So what you do is go in there on Tuesday and then start renting all the film noir that you want, and watch it at home. Oh, yeah. Like, watch The Big Sleep with Humphrey Bogart. What a great film. Okay? Or The Maltese Falcon with Humphrey Bogart. And I love it when he says to Mary Astor, not to Mary Astor, but to the other female actress in there, he says, get up off your knees, sweetheart. You look like a Pekingese. But anyway, you can go check all that out at the video station. It's worth driving to no matter where you live. The video station, just one block west of 29th Street Mall, 1661 28th Street in Boulder. Check them out.
Welcome to Lowe's, sir. How can I help you?
Well, I'm going back and forth about redoing my floors over Labor Day, and I just wish there was something that could help me decide.
How does not paying for 12 months sound?
That'll do it.
That's right. Just put $299 or more on your Lowe's consumer credit card, and you can ask for special financing for 12 months on anything in the store.
Hey, hon. I see you decided to redo the floors. What finally convinced you?
We don't pay a penny for 12 months.
That'll do it.
So if you're looking to take on that one last summer project, or just take advantage of some really great offers, Lowe's Big Labor Day event is the place for you. Now through Monday, take 10% off all major appliances, $397 or more, and 20% off all special order flooring, including tile, wood, carpet, laminate, vinyl, and area rugs. So come on down to Lowe's Big Labor Day event and save big. Lowe's, let's build something together. See store for details.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
After 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with our resident cartoonists or illustrators. And I'm looking at the internet. I'm looking at Tanya's work. Your work's really nice.
Oh, thank you.
Do you get people who leave like comments like, it looks like stick figures to me?
So far, I haven't gotten any
good
bad comments. I've gotten a lot of good emails. A lot of people have said nice things. So I've been lucky.
Yeah, it is. You're really talented. I saw Stan's stuff, and I've got Lonnie's stuff right here in front of me.
That is stick figures.
But, you know, it is. It's kind of graphic look. It's kind of industrial design looking. But you know who also does this? I love this guy. Nobody ever talks about him. Is the guy who does the comic strip Get Your War On.
Yeah, I'm not familiar, but I should.
It runs in Rolling Stone every month, and he's got books out, and it, and he may be on the internet,
mm-hmm.
Which...
Yeah, my stuff has been compared to his, so I really should.
And he's clever. God, is he funny.
But I kind of want to not look at his stuff, too, because it's like if the people are already comparing it, it's like I don't want to be influenced by
even
that, you know, that I can have a clear conscience that this is my thing that I'm creating.
All right, here's Sherry in Denver wants to talk about comic books. Oh, we don't have headphones. Do some of you have headphones? Does everybody have headphones here?
Lonnie does.
All right, Tanya, we're going to have to relay the question to you.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, put those on. Sherry, hi, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
That's great. You know something? I tell you something. What I just told someone. My husband read all the comic books that you're talking about, and that's how he learned to read at the age of 4.
Oh, wow.
No, because they said, well, they would talk to him, and they would spell things out, and it drove him crazy. So he got comic books, and they allowed him to read anything, and that's the first things he started reading.
I think comic books are a great introduction for kids to get into literature, actually.
And it was. And he said he really, when he grew up, he said he always heard adults say, you know, how bad it is and how horrible it is.
Well, that goes back, and you guys can jump in on this, too. That goes back to Frederick Wortham, the worthless psychiatrist in New York City, who tried to claim that comic books had some kind of corrupting influence on youth, and that Batman and Robin had homosexual overtones and all this crap, and they started censoring comics.
Superman was a fascist.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
No, but same old stuff, just different, you know, times. It sounds like the same crap they're, you know, saying now about everything. Yeah, well, I started reading comic books when I was in high school, but you won't like the ones I read.
So which ones did you read?
I read the fluffy ones, you know, the ones that were all heart and flowers and all that.
Well, like what?
I think some of those are some of the best drawn comics.
Like Archie and Jughead?
Oh, I read those when I was a kid. Oh,
Veronica?
Jughead and Archie. I read those, but no, the love ones. The ones
the
breaking hearts and all that. And then later, I got into Tattered Cover. This is really bizarre. Well, actually, I was like, we just got married, and I had no one. And all of a sudden, they had all these, They had a cartoon. You can't call it a cartoon. Animation on one of the stations, and I forgot which one it was. And it was really interesting. I thought, my God, this is really, you know, this is really good stuff. This isn't Jughead or Archie. This has substance. And so I went to the Tattered Cover, and I walked over to somebody, somebody really young, and I said, do you know anything about the new comic books? And he goes, yeah. And he looked at me like, okay. So we got some. I ordered some. I bought some, and they were so cool. I mean, they had plot. The drawings were magnificent. I mean, you know, they were just, and they were, it was like a good story with pictures.
Yeah, well, that's what graphic novels are.
And I thought, wow, somebody's really doing something right. You know, they weren't overly violent, and they weren't overly, they were just real good.
I like them dark. All right, Sherry, thank
you. You do. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You know, I was just reading an article probably about a week ago, and it was talking about that the study was that when kids saw pictures accompanied with words, you know, and they were talking about comic panels, it helps, she was saying, you know, learning to, her husband learning to read. Mm-hmm. It increases the literacy. Like, kids are able to recognize and remember the words easier, you know, because they have some bold.
See, that's the greatest gift you can ever give a kid.
Oh, absolutely.
Wouldn't we all agree as learning to read?
Absolutely.
Reading is like the best thing in the world, and enjoying it when you do it, and doing it out of inquisitiveness and desire for knowledge as well as desire for entertainment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And comics and graphic novels kind of do that too. You can kind of get both. I mean, you can get some knowledge, you can get a lot of entertainment, and you can get appreciation for art.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Was your first word Excelsior?
No, it was my first big word
Shazam.
Was like, invincible. Invincible.
Oh.
And I could spell it, too. I mean, that was, like, the impressive thing.
Well, does anybody remember? Nobody remembers now. Captain Marvel, Billy Batson, Shazam.
Absolutely.
And he would change. You know, and I'll tell you another, how about this? This is animation, but it's cartoons. And it was really, kids watched it, but it was aimed towards adults. And I still love it to this day. What about Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Oh, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, precursor, I think, awesome. Is The Simpsons. I mean, the
yes.
little cleverness, and they have, like, different levels of humor going on for kids.
And I have an autograph. I, once again, can't find it, but I've got it. Before he died, I met Jay Ward, and he autographed the Rocky and Bullwinkle script for me.
Oh, wow. Nice.
You
need to get some sort of a case. You know, where you can actually keep these things locked up and safe, and you're not
Or eBay.
Them. that's not right.
No, I don't want to go there to eBay and sell that. All right, let's go to Courtney in Boulder. Courtney, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good, Courtney.
I didn't know you were such a geek.
What do you mean I'm such a geek?
So I am actually, I'm a PhD student in literature at CU Boulder. And I'm going in to teach right now. I teach a modern and contemporary lit course.
Oh, great.
And I added a lot of graphic novels to my syllabus this semester. I'm doing Art Spiegelman's Mouse, which is
kind of,
I think, a typical one.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
That was another one of my first,
Yeah, and then I'm also doing Persepolis. Have you all heard of that?
I've read both of those.
Totally awesome.
Yeah, it's really excellent. And I heard they're making a film out of that.
That's what I heard also, yeah. I haven't seen it.
No, it was interesting. I used to have a coworker that was, she was Iranian, and I gave it to her to read, and she thought it was excellent. And she, you know,
good.
Okay, wait a minute. But for those of us who don't know what it is, explain what it is.
It's this woman who's from Iran and grew up in Iran during the revolution. She kind of wrote a memoir. Graphic novels. So there are a series of them.
Oh,
but it's about
yeah.
her growing up. Her parents are, you know, pretty radical. And
yeah, I've read something. I was reading something about her or something about this. I was reading it a couple of weeks ago or two or three weeks ago in the New York Times.
Yeah, it's really good, I think. I actually don't like them as much as Mouse. I don't think they're as complex, you know, to teach in a literary class. But I do like them, so I'm going to teach them and see how it goes. This is the first time around. But when I teach Mouse, kids love it. You know, college students absolutely love it. I've never had a complaint about that. I have taught Gilbert Hernandez, Love and Rockets.
Yes.
I don't know if you've
heard of that. Oh, yeah, I like him.
Yeah?
And I've had big complaints about that.
Why?
Oh, they just don't think that it has any literary merit and that, you know, that's one of those books. I think.
Are these the same people that don't like Gabriel Garcia Marquez? I mean, you know,
that's
it's
just not right.
Yeah, I think it's just this issue. You know, if you teach a graphic novel at the college level, it has to deal with the Holocaust or war. Or something mm-hmm.
Well, here's
like
what you ought to do. Why don't you do what's the guy's name? Skip Wilson. Why don't you teach him Skip Wilson's Class War comics?
I haven't read those.
No, I'm just kidding you. They're a relic of the 60s. Okay, you know, you don't want to, because then you'll get into trouble.
Yeah. I'm also doing Malcolm X graphic biography. I don't know.
Ho Che Anderson, right?
Yeah. And then what's the other one that I'm doing? Maybe that's it.
So where was your class when I went up there?
I know.
The books you're choosing, it sounds like an excellent curriculum. Yeah, To repeat Stan's sentiment, I wish I would have had that.
Yeah, can we enroll even though we're not going there full time?
Sure. I think that would be a little intimidating to have you sitting in my class, Jay.
Why would that be intimidating?
And I think there's a conflict because I'm going in to teach right now, so you're working.
Oh, okay. But let me ask you this: Why did you think I was a geek?
Oh, I'm just joking. I
am one.
I refer to myself as
I am a geek,
graphic
Courtney.
Novel thing.
You know what? Yeah. You're the only caller who's ever nailed it. I am a geek.
Well, you know, if you weren't a geek, you wouldn't have invited us down here.
That's for sure.
I'm into everything that nobody else is into.
I can only call you a geek because I am one as well.
Okay. Well, I hope you call again.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Courtney.
Day.
You too.
We recognize our own.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right.
Yeah, but we also eat our own. So.
No, speak for yourselves. I do not. All right, I got to get traffic, and then I'll take some more calls. So Phil, hang, and Phil and others, 303-713-7600. Hang on here, and we'll continue our discussion of comics with Stan, Tanya, and Lonnie. So don't go anywhere here. And if I catch you watching Rocky and Bullwinkle tonight, okay?
Where's that big sale?
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
It's the Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's been a pretty tough morning. We've had a lot of issues, and we still have a couple that are going to bog you down. Looks like traffic slowing now both directions of I-70 between Federal and Sheridan. That was due partially due to a crash, and then a large piece of equipment that's actually blocking the median there, causing some problems in those left-hand lanes. So just be aware of that. Northbound I-25, we've had a crash north of Greenland if you are south of the Denver area. And about the only other hot spot through the metro is southbound I-25, of course, downtown I-72 Spear. Weather outlook today looks like those afternoon clouds and showers will move in once again. We're going to get a high of 90. Right now it's sunny and 75. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
If you want to be a millionaire, start playing at Canyon Casino. Qualify for the September 29th slot tournament at the Canyon.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Blades of Glory, Year of the Dog, Red Road, or Offside. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 51,000 titles. The video station in Boulder.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 9 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance, thunderstorms, high today 91. I'm in hog heaven. I hope you are too. We've got Stan Yan. We've also got Tanya.
Higgins.
Turn your mic on, Tanya. Okay, Higgins. And we've also got Lonnie Allen.
Is it on now?
No.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
it's on.
All right.
It just doesn't line up.
No.
Is it on? I can't hear you.
That one doesn't light up.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Well, it sounds like a cell phone ad. Can you hear me now? Okay. And we're talking about comic books. Let's go back. And all three of you do comics. And we'll let you plug all that a little bit more. But let me go to Phil in Denver, who's hanging on. Phil, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Whoa. Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, great to talk to you guys. I just wanted to say, Stan and all you guys, I'm glad you're still working in the field and keeping going. It's a long, hard road.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've sort of dropped out of a lot of that stuff myself. I got a little turned off with too much autobiography in the graphic novel stuff. But I'm glad to see that there's more going on in terms of foreign perspective, like you're talking about Persepolis. I haven't really seen that yet, but
even though that's kind of autobiographical.
Yeah, but it comes from a different point of view, a different world, you know.
Absolutely, instead of like middle class white guy.
Exactly. I'm tired of reading about white middle class kids, you know, and their adventures with Playboy magazine.
Listen,
you know?
I'm tired of white people, period.
But I wanted a couple of things to ask about. One is, you know, there's so much stuff out there, really. It's incredible how much comics work there is these days. But I'm not seeing a lot of stuff for young kids other than packaged things that are taken off of Cartoon Network or video games or something. I mean, nobody has the genius of John Stanley doing the Little Lulu comics or any of that kind of stuff. And I'm just wondering, are you guys seeing anything like that that's really new and interesting and really good for young kids?
Actually, yeah.
I make some kids' comics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to plug one. There's Wonderworld and Alien, the Alien story, which is like a little kid's flip book. But, you know, as far as like the ones that are in wider circulation and stuff, I would recommend Jeff Smith's Bone.
Oh, yeah. Well, Bone I'm familiar with. But still, I think that's more for like pre-adolescence, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm talking about the kind of thing that, you know, you used to read when you were really young. You used to read Little Lulu and you used to read Donald Duck, you know. And
Dr. Seuss.
I mean, Uncle Scrooge was great. Uncle Scrooge was good. He was accessible and he had adventure stuff and you learned about other lands and things like that, but it was still really accessible to a kid, you know.
Well, I'm a web geek and a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, my daughter reads both Zip and Little Bit. Zip and Little Bit.
Okay.
And also The Paranormals is a new project.
Oh, okay.
It's a little more junior high level, but Zip and Little Bit is perfect.
Hey, Phil, did you used to draw, you used to do comics and you stopped?
Yeah.
Why'd you stop?
Well,
because it's tough.
Yeah. Yes,
you gotta make money.
Yeah, I needed to make some money. I actually had a comic that ran with Dark Horse for 2 issues, and then the whole thing exploded before I ever got the 3rd issue out. So.
Yeah, but you know something, man? If you're into something, it's like heroin. It's like crack. You got to be doing it until you're absolutely dead and go blind.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, very few of us have the passion of William Blake, you know.
Well, and I would say, you know, if you're interested in getting back in, the Squidworks is a creator co-op. I describe us as kind of a 12-step program for people that don't know any better than to keep doing comics. So, and we have monthly meetings, and it's open to the public.
Yeah, and I'm familiar with Squidworks, and believe me, I've thought about it for years, and I've loved going to some of the workshops that Tom Motley's had. We had a great one at Clockwork Comics years ago.
All right, Phil, get up off your rear and show up at the next meeting. All right, that's an order.
Anyway, keep going, guys. And the only other thing I wanted to say was I'm a little sad about some of the overbearing qualities of anime. That when kids say they're into comics and then they start drawing like these Japanese anime cartoonists. You know, I mean, there's room for everything, but you know, we used to teach that you have to learn to draw something.
I don't like Japanese comics.
Yeah. Well, I know there's a lot of people that don't like them, but there's a lot of kids that really love them. But to them, that's what a comic book is. It's anime, and I don't know how you get them to spread out a little bit.
Well, and part of it's what the media allows us to be exposed to as well,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I have drawing sessions at my house with a couple of the guys in our group every Wednesday, and it always comes back again and again. It's just the conventions of drawing anime characters. Like sometimes when you show someone from really far away, then all of a sudden they decide to remove all the detail and just draw them as little gingerbread men. Like we were supposed to automatically understand intuitively that they're far away and that they didn't all of a sudden or this wasn't a new character or something like that that we were all of a sudden seeing.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm just a white Eurocentric male. All right, Phil, thanks.
Hey, take care, you guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Phil.
Let's go to Tom in Cincinnati. Tom, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good.
Hey, Tanya. Yeah, I'm surprised, actually, in response to the last guy, anime being as popular as it is, there was a time when that was underground, too. So
yeah, absolutely.
Keep that in mind.
I was going to jump in to say, I mean, if anything, you know, he's asking about more, you know, more kids comics and stuff like that. And what I think manga sometimes lacks in variety of art style, it more than makes up with variety of genre. I mean, this is where you do have, you know, romance comics, and you have, mm-hmm. you know, adventure comics, and it's not just about superheroes or autobiography. I mean, they have, it's a plethora of genres, and they have, like, kids comics, too. So I think, I mean, even if kids are reading manga, that's better than not reading comics at all. I mean, and they're, you know, you go to the bookstore, and I see kids out there reading manga books, and I think, you know, they're reading comics, and that's great.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, at least you can pick up a copy of DNA Angel or anything out there as easily as you could any other comic, especially in a bookstore, because they're put in that trade paperback format.
Yeah.
Right.
It's easier to find. I personally was an anime fan, and I have a few that I like, but I think it's exploded too much. I didn't grow up, but I spent 2 years in the service in Japan, so they have a comic for everything.
Right,
out there.
I mean, we only get a fraction of it here.
Yeah.
And you know, the web has been great because I've actually found out that manga and anime is not just Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z, but there's some really, really great stuff.
I just want to draw like the guys who do Speed Racer.
I remember that.
What a mindless piece of crap that is. Okay, everybody's looking at me. Who wants to pick on me first?
Well, I had a monkey.
It didn't have Chim Chim.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, so does Michael Jackson. What does that mean?
The other thing I want, there's two more points that I wanted to make. The one, I'm surprised nobody's mentioned, I think somebody said Sandman at some point, or The Watchmen.
Right.
Where the book is, it's the writing. The writing has gotten so much more sophisticated over the last 10 years, 15 years. And it doesn't have to be about the flashy art and the colors and whatnot. And you don't see that in the mainstream, but I applaud DC and Marvel for putting out books like that.
Yeah, there's a lot more character-driven stories out now than I think there were in the past. A lot of the older comics are very situational. You know, you put anybody in the situation, they react that way. And especially with Vertigo and Sandman comics that were mentioned, they're very character-driven. These are unique people. Again, Frank Miller. You have villains with depth and good guys that...
All right. Quick question for all of you, including you, Tom. What's better, comics on the net or comics in print?
Ooh. I can't answer that because I've got...
Like both my kids, I love them the same.
I just bought... I read Tanya's comic every week, and then I... you know me. And then I just bought a whole bunch of X-Men comics here at a half-price books out here. So, and that was going to be my next point was... this is a liberal station, right?
Of course. Well, what do you think? Of course.
I wasn't sure. Do you think we don't have any of those.
Oh, I know. Do you think they'd be talking about comic books on WLW?
Probably.
Or WKRC?
No, they wouldn't. Really might, but they wouldn't. No, X-Men Comics is one of my favorite mainstream comics. And I don't know if anybody, if I'm sure the three have. I don't know if you've read them. But that is, it's like the liberal Bible right there. It's about struggle with minority, and it does it in a fantastic way, but it really makes, that's one of the only comics that really makes me sit down and think, you know, how do you treat people just they're a little different?
You know what? I'll definitely check it out. Tom, I got to go get some traffic, man. Call me again.
Yep. Thanks.
Thanks,
all right.
Tom. Bye.
Everybody stand by.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
From mouth-watering breakfasts, luscious lunches, to delectable dinners, if you've got a favorite thing, call IHOP and carry out a big smile with IHOP and Go.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride. For the Buffs, join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 9th for the 5th annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer County and enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to AM760.net.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
9:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Be broadcasting live between 4 and 7 at the Taste of Colorado on Monday, sitting in for Randy Rhodes because she's got a vacation day. And I'll tell you who else will be working on Labor Day, the folks at Rockies. Now, if you said to yourself that you're not going to go through another winter with the same kind of transportation you had last winter and you're interested in a four-wheel or all-wheel drive, or any kind of vehicle that you're interested in, Rockies is the place to go. Their selection is huge. We're talking previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and, you're right, SUVs. And they've got stuff out there that that I keep saying to myself, man, you know, I need to bring that up, but I just don't remember to do it, like Chrysler Crossfires, Vets. They've got Mercedes-Benzes out there. You're just going to have to go look, basically, is what it amounts to. Or check out their inventory on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Get on the Internet and check that out. Or get out there and see them in person. Now, they're open Labor Day, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., which also includes tonight. They have their matching down incentive and various ways to finance. Get out there and see my brothers Tom and Marv Alshear, Colby Harris, the rest of the gang, Spanky Herrera, out of Rockies. Tell them J. Marvin sent you, and go deal with some really good people and a really, really big selection. I'm not demanding that you buy something there. Who am I to tell you what to do? But I'm kind of asking you to just go out there and take a look and see if you like what you see, because Mary and I have had nothing but great results dealing with the Rockies, and now we're going on about 11, 12 years, I think. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Hey, what's in the box?
A new Hunter ceiling fan. Oh. They're 20% off at the Home Depot.
Wow. Okay, where are you thinking of putting it?
Well, the ceiling? Oh, you mean which room?
Yeah.
Right now, save 20% off all Hunter ceiling fans and accessories at the Home Depot. Over 120 years of Hunter craftsmanship, and now 20% off. The Hunter End of Summer event, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through September 5th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 91, slight chance of thunderstorms. Look forward to seeing you out at the Taste of Colorado on Monday, Labor Day, 4 until 7. Stan the Man is with us, also Tanya, and also Lonnie, and they're all comic illustrators. Before we run out of time, plug your website.
Squidworks.com.
Okay, and you can find yours and other people's stuff.
Yeah, yeah, all of us can be found on there.
Okay, Tanya, we can find yours there?
I don't know if there it is on. Yeah, right on the front page.
And Lonnie, we can find, like, your industrial work here?
No, that's only available as a mini comic.
You have to buy that.
Yeah, you have to buy that.
All right, if somebody wants to go buy comics, where's a good place to go?
Our website's a great place.
Well, you can say that. That's fine. That's all right. So we go to your website,
squidworks.com. Yeah, a lot of the local retailers that support us, and actually a lot of the retailers around the country and a few of them out of the country that support our work are listed through our website as well.
Yeah, he has some local comic shops that he has listed on the links page for Squidworks.
Okay, so what do you say to a 16-year-old who says, I want to draw comics for a living?
Keep a day job as well, to begin with, at least, until you can get things going. I mean, it was a 15-year process for me to become a full-time freelance, so I'm here now.
So you don't have a day job?
Nope. I was, of all things, a stockbroker for 13 years.
Whoa.
And actually, a lot of my work has to do with a lot of rants I had about being in the industry. Yeah. So.
And Tanya?
Yeah, I'm going to have a day job for a while. The webcomic thing is very difficult. Right now, I can pay for my own hosting, and I can pay for advertising.
Oh, great. All right. Lonnie.
Ahead of the game.
I would tell that 16-year-old to draw, and draw some more, and read, and then prepare to have, your work rejected, even if you think it's the greatest thing in the world.
Okay.
But to keep at it.
Full-time job?
Yes. Comics, you mean? No.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys for coming by, squidworks.com, and I'll see you Monday morning. I'll be here between 6 and 10, and then Monday afternoon, 4 to 7, I believe it is, at the Taste of Colorado. Have a great weekend and a good Labor Day weekend. You deserve it.
Get letters about hydroxytone? Absolutely, because people who use hydroxytone watch even the deepest of wrinkles fade away like magic.
I am a landscape designer. I spend a lot of time outside, so I have very deep crow's feet and forehead creases. After listening to your radio commercial, I finally decided, what the heck? I've already tried everything else. I have nothing to lose.
Hydroxytone really works on fine lines and wrinkles, even on very deep crow's feet and forehead creases. See for yourself with a risk-free trial. Call 1-800-400-3579.
When I finished my trial, one of my customers asked me, do you think if I worked in landscaping, I could look as good as you? My mouth dropped open. I replied with one word, hydroxytone. It really worked, and I continue to use it. Sincerely yours, Judy O.
If you have deep lines and wrinkles, the next letter we read could be yours. To see beautiful results with your own free trial, call 1-800-400-3579. 1-800-400-3579. That's 1-800-400-3579.